radio station. This is Rover's Morning Glory. Rover.
There are laws against this.
Digi.
I kind of got tingly.
Peter.
It's this, bitch.
Charlie.
I'm smarter than you, for sure.
And Jeffrey.
Please.
Streaming on RoverRadio.com. Rover's Morning Glory starts now.
Excuse me. Good morning. Let's try that again. Good morning. It is Monday, April 29th, 2019. It's Rover's Morning Glory. I'm Rover. Doogie is here.
Good morning, sir.
Dieter is here.
Yo!
Yo! And you're with us as well. 866-YO-ROVER is the number. 866-967-6837. That is the number to reach the show. Give us a call. You can also text us at that number. That comes into the studio in real time. You can tweet us. Just put at Rover Radio somewhere in the tweet. That also comes into the studio in real time. I'll get to your email here in just a moment. But remember, the best way to get a hold of us is to give us a call. 866-967-6837. Is Jeffrey here today?
Yeah. I saw him.
What kind of mood is he in today?
Very quiet.
Jeffrey, are you in a good mood today or a bad mood?
I'm in a good mood. So it's nothing wrong with, is something wrong with being quiet on a Monday morning?
Oh, yeah. Sounds good.
I'm not bothering nobody.
He's got his Steve Jobs black turtleneck on.
Right.
Yeah. It looks very...
sophisticated?
Yes, he does.
Very intelligent today.
Well, I wouldn't say that.
Maybe, are you developing something? The... I pooed?
No.
The I crap?
No.
The crapple computer?
Nope.
No? Nothing?
Mm-mm. None of that.
Okay. Let's see here. Speaking of Jeffrey, someone... Let's see if I can find this. Someone made a bunch of video games...
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen these?
I saw one where he tries to cross the street.
Yeah, it's Jeffrey, like a Frogger video game.
Yeah, I played
that. I guess
that.
This was inspired by Jeffrey trying to cross the street when he was hit by a bus.
And then if he gets hit, he says, oh, my God.
Yeah, Jeffrey was hit by a bus not too long ago, crossing the street. We got the surveillance video of this, and he just runs right onto the street. He doesn't look, I mean, just right out, it gets hit by a bus.
Right. And then even after the fact now, when he crossed...
I take that back. It wasn't a bus.
It was a car.
I'm sorry.
He ran in front of a bus.
That's right.
And that's why he couldn't see.
He got off the bus, ran in front of the bus, right into the path of oncoming traffic, just without even looking.
Oh, my God!
And now when he crosses the street, he still doesn't look. You would think that would wake you up and make you paranoid and look four or five times. We saw him just cross the street again, right in front of a car.
That night, I saw him cross the street.
Right.
We have video of that.
Right.
So he was released from the emergency room. He gets out. He comes down to this event, and he walks across the street looking at his phone, like just not even looking. You'd think you would be extra vigilant after you got hit by a car. I remember I was in a car accident when I was... oh, man, I don't know, 17 or something. And someone pulled out. I was going, and someone made a left-hand turn right in front of me, and I T-boned them. Now, for a while after that, I was extra vigilant, super cautious, you know, because you're almost paranoid of every movement that someone makes on the road. Not Jeffrey. I haven't been hit by a car in 43 years. I figure it'll be another 43 years. Or 48, or however many it's 49, been. 49 years. I don't believe that's the first time he's been hit by a car, do you?
No.
Oof. Probably not. Walking all the time. As much as he walks in high school, he bet he got hit.
And don't forget, I walk backwards, Dieter.
Walk backwards?
No, when I was a kid, I was by me about the third grade. Uh-huh. I got sideswiped by a car, tried to ride a bike with a cast on my leg.
Wait,
now my grandma says that was the dumbest thing I ever did in life.
So how'd you get the cast on your leg, first of all?
Well, what happened was, it was a playground accident when I was in the third grade. I cut my leg really deep and nearly severing the tendon. So I wound up wearing a cast, and I just got sick and tired just kind of hobbling around. So I decided, okay, I'll try to ride my bike, you know?
Uh-huh.
And,
position was your leg in? Was it straight, or was
straight,
it
straight, yeah.
Okay, so it was straight. Okay.
How the hell do you ride a bike with a straight leg? How can you even pedal?
I used my good leg to do the pedaling.
Yeah, but you just stick it straight out to the side?
And then what do you do with your leg on the cast? You put it up on your handlebars?
No, I just let it hang.
Okay.
Let's
see. And then, I went across the street and I tried to swerve to avoid the car. The car sideswiped me. Luckily, I didn't get hurt at that point.
Did you go down, though?
I went down, yeah, but I got tangled up in the bike, but they had to, you know, pull me up out of the bike. And, that was one of the crazy things I did when I was a kid.
Did the car stop, or was it a hit and run?
Car stopped.
Yeah.
Car did stop, and they say, hey, you shouldn't be riding a bike with gas on your leg. Yeah, I know. So, yeah, I remember I was just a dumb kid back then, so.
Uh-huh. Is that the only other time? So you've been hit by a car twice. Any other
time? In my lifetime, yeah.
That's it, huh?
Yeah, well, I wouldn't really say I was hit by a car. I was sideswiped by it.
That counts as hit by a car. Yeah. Come on.
Not T-bone, at least.
Okay, but still, if the car makes contact with you, that's hit by a car.
Okay, Dieter, that's how you want to spin it.
And your daughter got hit, right?
Yeah, unfortunately, my daughter got hit. Yeah, I remember that one.
And your daughter almost got hit, I believe, Wednesday, and I forgot about this. A friend of mine was driving out of her driveway.
Yes.
And this is what she said. I was pulling out of my driveway, and there's a blind spot, so I always go slow, and this girl's walking at a snail's pace in the middle of my driveway, staring at her phone, barely looks up, and when she did, she looked like Mary Elizabeth, kind of. So I texted blah, blah, blah.
Jeffrey's wife.
Yes. Came inches from hitting her, and she did not give one single F. Barely moved. So your daughter almost got hit again recently.
Well, at least that person had to have the... At least my daughter didn't get hit. She was going to the library that day.
How do you know? Tell her, maybe, like...
She always goes to the library. I always go to the library.
Wait a second. How do you know she was going to the library on Wednesday?
I don't know. I don't know. She said she was going to the store or something.
Which one is it?
On Wednesday? So wait a second.
This is Wednesday. Well, you were basically here because this is Wednesday at noon. Noonish.
Well, she was probably walking to school because they had a late start on Wednesday. Some school days they have a late start.
Noon? Like,
yeah.
What time do they get out of school?
9 o'clock?
No, it's 11:02.
Wait a second. They go at noon. They get out at 11:02 at night.
We get notices when they have to start school a little later on the day.
That's a full day.
So 11:02 a.m. or p.m.
a.m.
Okay, so 11:02 a.m. is when they get out of school. So she walked to school at noon.
Wait,
late start.
Wait a second. Is that 24
hours? Capacitor?
Yeah, funny.
That's not funny. That's just what you told me.
Well, no, I think that was like that whole week. They start school at 11:02 in the morning.
What time did they get out?
They get out their the regular time. So,
which is what time?
About 2:30.
Okay,
that's weird.
I'm so confused.
So for a whole week, the high school just goes
you go to school for 2 hours. You get there, you go to lunch, and then you go home.
Gym.
Interesting.
Yeah, was it bad weather or something? Why?
No, I think what they. Well, my daughter, because of the classes my daughter's in, I think it's the their testing that they do.
Testing week.
Almost end of the school year.
Uh huh. They should have a test on how to cross the street. So he also made a wrestling video game chronicling the career of Ace Maverick, and a boosted board game. Oh, we get to watch Snitzer and Charlie get run over on their electric skateboards. let's see here.
Are you going to play him or not? The guy is just pissed that I haven't Rover's not reading this. You've had it. It's just you don't get to all your emails all the time. So I forwarded that. Do you want to play it?
I don't have. Okay. I can't pull it up right now.
Okay.
Molly writes, "Hi Rover, I have a great idea for a Rolling Glory One trip this summer. Liverpool, who is at the top of the Premier League, that's the English football, soccer as we call it, is playing, I don't know who this is, Borussia Dortmund, something like that, at Notre Dame Stadium in South Bend on July 19th. The campus is beautiful. There will be some great tailgating before the game. My husband is from England and is a big Liverpool fan. We'd love to tailgate with the RMG crew." Well, that could be fun, right?
Yeah.
All right, let me put that aside. Let's, where do I put that? Put that right there.
Okay.
We'll look into that. Matt wants to know, why is everyone so mean to Dougie? I listen to your podcast in the morning after one of my other shows. I still listen every day. I don't get why Dougie gets so much crap. She seems nice and she's good looking. What's the deal? If we lived closer, I would date her. Oh my God, Matt. You've got a lot of catching up to do on the show. Keep listening to that podcast for... How long has he been listening? Like 48 hours or something? Yeah. You need to listen to, I mean.
He's a new listener.
He must be. Dougie's a.
I'm awesome.
Hard to get along with person.
Me?
Mm-hmm.
But at first, she's very nice. First week or two.
Oh, she's good at appearances, yeah. Isn't she?
You're like, man, this is the nicest lady in the world.
Yeah, how could anyone dislike her? And then you see what goes on.
Yeah, or you do one thing wrong, and then, yeah.
Brandon writes, "Yo, Rover, I found the blue diamond almonds with the cocoa powder, and you were right about putting them in the freezer. I even got my dad to replace his peanut M&M addiction with them. I love the show. P.S. I want to give a shout out to Blank and wish him the best on whatever he decides to do with his life."
Any update on that?
Well, as far as I know, Blank has entered Blank, and that's all I know.
Is there a Blank date?
It's undetermined amount of time.
It's just ongoing?
Blank amount of time.
Is there a court date?
Yeah, there's no end in
sight.
It's
what an idiot she is. She goes from Blank to... Is there a court there?
Well, I didn't know if you understood that.
Could you look up Jeffrey Hedzinski, please? Oh. On the court...
I didn't say that. Dude. You did.
What? Jeez. You're...
Is there?
Not allowed to talk about it, okay. Dougie. No.
TMI.
She's really concerned about this court date.
Why?
She keeps bringing that. Is there a court date?
I just don't know.
She keeps bringing that. She's brought that up to me 5 times a day. Since this all happened. Is that a court date? Court date.
So what is your obsession with that?
Because
she wants him to get thrown in the clink. That's what it is.
No. Okay.
What did you think it is?
You are right. I don't know. I thought there might be some general concern there, but now you're right.
No.
What are you thinking?
Right. I don't know what I was thinking.
I'm thinking, what is the outcome of all of this and how long will this go? Is this just an infinity? That's what I'm thinking, to be perfectly
honest. Well, you're not allowed to talk about it, Dougie.
Okay,
so.
I didn't say anything. You did.
You just did.
Court date.
That's a court date.
You Blank's said court his name. Yes.
Let's see. Jose writes, "I'm not a complainer, but in November of last year, my 2-year-old grandson had an accident where he got burned on his head, face, shoulder, and hand with hot oil. Needless to say, he's been going through a lot in this past couple of months, and the doctors say this is just the beginning. A friend of our family opened a GoFundMe on his behalf. The other day I heard Rover comment about the church that got burned in Europe and how much they collected for it, and I thought how people open their wallets for lots of things, but when people in our case need help, it just doesn't happen. I'm showing you guys some of the pictures." Oh, boy, do I want to see this? I'll look.
Yeah, it's tough, but I mean, here's the GoFundMe thing. It's the little kid got burned.
That's a cute kid.
I thought they were going to show the actual burns.
They do.
Do
you want to see those or?
I don't know. Like this one, he just has a bandage on his head, and he looks like he's okay. He's playing with a phone.
If people see it, Snitzer, will they donate it?
I think so, because, I mean, this little kid.
Oh, look at this.
That'll make you donate.
This little kid, you feel bad for him.
What happened to
hot oil?
What happened? Did he grab up? Was there
the handle sticking out?
Over the stove?
Didn't somebody you know used to do that?
Oh, yeah.
Gee. Who were we just talking about being?
Who, Blank?
No, not Blank. No, Blank's cooking other stuff. I'm talking about this person over here.
I didn't say that. Rover said it, management.
What did I say? I wasn't talking about anything or anything.
Cooking?
Or anyone.
That's the most dangerous thing you can do is cook with the handle out. Yeah. I don't care who you are.
Dude, you do this all the time.
Yeah, an adult could even walk by and not look at it. Like going to the fridge and knock it off.
She even knows it was wrong, but because you told her not to do it, she purposely put her daughter and her own life at risk.
Well, it was she. For those who don't know, Doogie and I dated many, many years ago.
Horrible.
Like to blank that out.
Yeah.
Oh, totally.
The 8 worst years of my life.
Yeah, me too.
And she would cook. She'd have like a big saucepan, let's say with like spaghetti sauce cooking on the stovetop.
Okay.
And that handle from the saucepan would be sticking straight out. And you know, so that you could walk up and you could grab it and lift it straight up, you know, like she doesn't anyhow. So you're right, Dieter. Anyone, and I learned this from, I don't know, like health class in 5th grade or something. I don't even remember where I learned this.
You're perfect.
I do remember a story about a girl. I think it was a friend of, who was it? I believe my aunt. I don't want to get this story wrong, but if I remember correctly, my aunt had a relative who was like 2 years old, pot of boiling water on the stove.
Oh, God.
Reached up, grabbed it, dead.
Oh, really?
Dead, yep. Killed her. And Doogie, once I said, Doogie, you got to be careful. You can't have this pot handle sticking out over the stove. You could hit that, it just, and then the whole thing will fly. I mean, a little kid could grab, anything could happen.
Yeah.
And once I told her that, she just would do the exact opposite. In fact, I'm convinced she would just purposely put it then straight out.
So do it more.
Concerned what you think about me and how I parent my kid, because you know everything
but that's
as
just,
a man that's never had kids.
That's moronic, though.
You don't know what I do in my house, period.
But I've seen it happen.
You don't know what I do in my home. So sit there and be crabby and judge me all you want.
I'm not being crabby.
You're crabby today.
She's crabby.
No, I'm good.
I will judge because that's stupid. Just like when I told her to clean out the lint filter in the dryer.
Oh,
what did she do then?
All day.
Never did it.
I'm talking about 2 inches full of lint. Just taking that lint filter. And I told her, I go, that will start a fire.
Yeah. It's happened before
and
many times.
She just would refuse to clean that lint filter.
Let's talk about how I put toilet paper on
then
the roll.
Then I showed her an article. And it was from, you know how your insurance company, your homeowner's insurance company, they'll send maybe once a year, twice a year, they send a newsletter to you. This one had an article that the number one cause of house fires, or the number two cause of house fires, whatever it was backed up lint, the vents from the dryer, lint filters and stuff. And eventually, after her and I broke up, I had to have someone come out and professionally clean this, the lint. Oh, you're giving me a dirty look.
Have you ever heard this story before?
Yeah, he did tell me something about this. Somebody had actually go into the vent
this
behind
was
the washer.
That's right. Wife.
I know, but I remember
it
this story.
Me, but it wasn't with me.
Oh,
it was
after.
That
was 11,
12
built up,
years ago
it
was, we
it
were
was
together.
Years of built up
oh,
that
so
they had
crap.
To. The dryer stopped really working, and they had to, you know, I clean the lint filters. Oh. Being too clean is the lint filter.
Sure, easy to do.
That was in your current
after
situation.
Every load, right? It just takes 10, anyone? It's what, 4 seconds? Go,
yes.
Throw it out.
You.
And
I'll just
because
eat
she,
myself.
It was so backed up and caked on. It would get in whatever. The cracks of that filter, and a little bit at a time would like be sucked through into the vent, yeah. or pushed through,
right?
And then it blocked up in there, and it was like a brick
yeah.
of lint from 10 years that they had to remove.
Okay, got it.
Anyhow,
moving on.
This guy wants to
date me.
He wants people to donate to his GoFundMe. Oh. How would I find this? Let me see here. I don't.
Is there Snitz? Is there a on the
here? Go- all right, put it up on the GoFundMe. I'll read it to you. You can search for this. Yaziel, is that how you pronounce it? Yahziel needs you. Just search for that. Yaziel needs you. Yaziel is the 2-year-old. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. Let's see here. There's someone that wants me to run, long email, wants me to run for mayor. I don't know if I'm cut out for that.
God, no.
I'm too common sense.
You're too mean.
I don't have what it takes to kiss ass and waste money all day long.
No personality.
Doogie, what do you have coming up in the news?
We have to talk Avengers. All kinds of records broken. And Avengers fans, they brutally beat a man outside of a movie. Why would they do that? I'll tell you next.
All right. We'll get to that in just a moment. One last email here. Mark says, yo, Rover. I know you guys talk about this stuff all the time, but I never encountered it in real life until now. I recently started a new job, and one of my coworkers talks about conspiracies all day long. His newest thing is with the new Taylor Swift video, For Me, or whatever that song is called. He's talking about how the butterflies symbolize pedophilia and the design on the floor is the Illuminati. Then he started saying the same stuff about Katy Perry. As I'm typing this, he's talking about how there are 5 clones of Joe Biden. I didn't think these people were real, but you're right. They're out there. I know. There are a bunch of wackos out there. We'll be right back with the shizzy, the news, next. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory.
You've worked hard for what you have. Your money, your assets, your 401k, and home. Isn't it all worth protecting? Nearly 1 in 4 consumers have been a victim of identity theft. LifeLock Ultimate Plus helps protect your finances with up to $3 million in reimbursement. LifeLock alerts you to identity threats you might miss. And if your identity is stolen, your dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. Let LifeLock help protect what you've worked so hard for. Save 25% off your first year on LifeLock Ultimate Plus at LifeLock.com/aware. Terms apply.
Heart Radio Station. Tell Alexa to wake your lazy ass up to 100.7 WMMS on iHeartRadio every day at 6 a.m. And she will with Rover. The only radio show that makes you want to take a shower after listening to it.
Golden Shower Warrior.
I mean, I'm completely covered.
Welcome back to Rover's Morning Glory.
The shizzy is coming up in just a moment. The news, what do you have on the way, Doogie?
We're going to talk what everyone's talking about. One is a national news story tragedy that struck over the weekend. We'll talk about that to start. And then Avengers. So fans losing their minds over this movie, breaking records. And one guy walks out of the theater and medics had to arrive. What happened? I'll tell you the story next.
All right, we will get to that in just a moment. Now, those who have been listening to the show for a while know that I am not a big fan of President Donald Trump. But I'm going to tell you that I think Donald Trump will win the next election. And I'll tell you why. In fact, I may as well just offer proof, hard proof of why, right after the news. Are you ready for the shizzy doozy?
Well, no, because I don't want you to tell us that story. No.
Well, I think you should be aware of it.
Oh, boy. All right.
You ready?
I said all right.
Okay.
Hit a shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
One woman was killed and three others were wounded when a man entered a San Diego synagogue. It was during Passover services on Saturday, and this man opened fire with an AR-style assault weapon. One woman that was killed is 60-year-old Lori Gilbert Kay, and she stepped in front of bullets that were fired at her longtime friend and rabbi as he gave his sermon. The rabbi, even though he was shot in the hand and he lost his index finger, insisted on finishing his sermon before he was going to the hospital.
Really? You got to be kidding me. Are you serious?
Swear to God.
That's hardcore, man.
He they blew off both of his fingers. I think one is they were able to keep, and the other one they could have
removed. Yeah. Yep.
I saw him speak. Yeah, he had three fingers on one hand. You could already see that it was like wrapped and it was already blown off.
You tell me he could. I mean. How he just kept going?
He had to.
You have a hangnail.
You don't have to. You know what? God would say, if you believe in all that stuff, I think God would say, oh, you were shot. Okay, I give you permission to end the sermon early today, Rabbi.
The 19-year-old shooting suspect posted an online manifesto in which he criticized members of the Jewish faith before the attack, and the man was arrested. So
I heard his gun jammed.
Oh, that's why he stopped shooting?
Yeah.
19-year-old John Ernest, police say, attacked with this weapon, and he was arrested in his car shortly after he fled the scene, which is probably, I didn't see the,
they think he also burnt down a mosque, too, a couple of weeks ago. And they're investigating that. At least that's what he said in his online post.
Is there any
way? 8chan. By the way, if you happen to be on 4chan or 8chan, you're a loser, okay? I hate to break it to you.
Take those down. I was listening to the fact that he was on that website. So was another shooter or somebody else that was in the news.
Yeah, the Christchurch, New Zealand shooter.
He was on that as well. And what they do is they share ideas and the same words are used.
Yeah, there are a bunch of guys who can't get laid. But that's what it is.
Any way to ban these sites or no? Is that
I don't think so. Okay. I just, these guys.
Shouldn't people be just sitting there and
all
watching?
All it is, imagine, you know how our the group of Rovers Morning Glory, well, they're really fans, but they claim to be haters. You know, they hate the show, I suck, show's gone downhill. Yet they've been posting that and commenting on everything I say and do for at least 10 years now.
Thanks for listening.
Imagine if you took that community and you just lived in that cesspool that's what those forums are like. It's you're a loser if you're on there. You may think I don't know what you think if you're on. Just let me tell you, you're a loser. Go on.
A Brazilian male model has died after collapsing on the catwalk during the Sao Paulo Fashion Week.
You have video of it. There's no audio. We have video of it.
So what happened?
First, people thought that it was all part of an act. It appears that he trips over his shoelaces, and they thought it was part
tripped over his shoelaces.
Yeah, they thought it was part of...
The shoelaces are, like, out of control. That's part of the outfit. Is they're just wild shoelaces.
Jeez. Did you show him go down or that's it?
That was it. That's all.
Oh, because then he starts, once he goes down.
He's all over the place. Look at this.
Well,
I don't think he tripped over his shoelaces.
Well, no,
I think he had some sort of medical.
Oh, my God.
Or drug overdose. Listen, I mean, I hate to say it, you know.
Listen.
Models who happen to be. Jeez. You know, the guy's probably 5'11, weighs 82 pounds. There might be some sort of other medical condition going on.
In the audience at first didn't know what was happening. They thought he might have tripped over his shoelaces. But then once he went down and started foaming at the mouth and shaking, they realized that there was way bigger problems than tripping over your shoelaces. They tried to tend to him right there on the catwalk before they rushed him to the hospital. He ended up dying. They are investigating this.
Yeah, they have, apparently these shoes did have, like, I don't get it. I don't understand. I told you, I don't understand fashion. Here's, hold on. I'm trying to show you a photo of this. Give me 1 second. There you can see a little bit of these shoes that he has. They do indeed have, like, ribbons. If you could even call those shoes. I don't even know what those are.
Like sandals.
Yeah.
With ribbons on the back.
And they have these ribbons coming down that you just, you would trip on those. I swear to God, Charlie's tried to explain this to me because Charlie has this girlfriend who likes fashion. I say I don't understand fashion, and Charlie's like, you just don't get it.
The stuff
you see on the runways, that will become fashion and...
No, parts of it. It'll get watered down by the time it gets to you.
Just what parts of this will become...
Well, Rover, like your zipper outfits mm-hmm. you like to wear, all right? Like 3 years ago, I bet there was a guy walking...
Okay, your members only jacket. Were those on the runway 30 years ago?
But you're the one that's wearing
Tell me, what about
like this?
Will become fashionable?
Your zipper jacket, for example, back like 3 years ago, I bet there was a video of a guy walking down just covered in 150 zippers.
Right, right.
And then by the time it gets to the consumer, mm-hmm. they've really narrowed it down. So,
well, tell me what out of this... This guy has a button-down shirt
kimono.
On.
Kimono?
Hold on. He has a button-down shirt on. Yet the sleeves go down about 4 inches past his hands.
Yeah, so by the time it gets to you, it might only be like 1 inch.
Okay,
past
hold
his
on.
Hands.
Yeah, because that would be so practical.
There are people that have
it
shirts.
It also comes down to just a little bit above his knees, that same button-down shirt.
That's a shirt, or is that a
That's
pants?
A shirt.
Okay.
No, his pants. He doesn't have pants on. He's wearing a skirt.
Uh-huh.
He's wearing a skirt, and it looks to be leggings underneath the skirt.
Yeah.
And then he has, I don't know, just a big strap hanging off of his...
It's kind of cool, like a black belt.
It's a satchel, I think.
Well, what's that thing on the left? Our left, is that like a noose? What's
this?
No, see the hanging...
That's this?
Yeah, that.
Oh, I don't know.
You also have to think, this guy might not be a good designer. Like, this stuff, you may never see anything like this, because he's not actually it. He doesn't have it right now. I don't know.
No, all this crap looks exactly the same. I don't know where they're getting this. I mean, you could watch any of these fashion shows. Charlie may say that, the watered-down version will end up there. No, look at this stuff. It's garbage. It's absolute nonsense. It is utterly ridiculous. Yeah, I can't wait for Charlie to be wearing his ribbon sandals into work.
And trip okay. down the hallway like that guy.
In Southwest Virginia, 5 men entered a cave on Friday. They were planning to camp in the cave until Sunday, but then all of a sudden a heavy downpour on Saturday night made conditions muddy and wet. And so they decided to get out, but they couldn't. They were stuck. The group was exhausted, but all 5 men were able to be rescued. They had to go in and rescue these guys. 4 of the guys were taken to a local hospital.
Do you think these guys did this on purpose so they could be like the Thailand boys soccer team or whatever?
Probably.
Get mm-hmm. famous, get a television movie made about them.
They're all okay, though. Arnold Schwarzenegger's in the news because his son has graduated college.
Is this the love child or the actual?
This is the love child.
Oh, that guy.
Joseph Baina, 21 years old. His youngest child graduated from Pepperdine University in Malibu. Congratulations, Joseph. That's what Schwarzenegger wrote.
What?
Schwarzenegger wrote, 4 years of hard work studying business at Pepperdine, and today is your big day. You have earned all the celebration, and I am so proud of you. I love you.
Looks just like him.
That tweet, it totally does. When they work out together, it's pretty cool because he looks identical to Arnold.
Yeah.
He's really embraced.
He also looks like that maid, too.
Oh, yeah. She was there. I saw her. I'm like, this is awkward.
Was she really?
Yeah.
Was Maria?
Are you serious?
I don't know. I just know Arnold was there and the ugly maid was there. And I don't know if they were close to each other.
Why would Maria be there?
That's his estranged wife.
She has no relation to him.
She has no relation. Why would she be there?
No. Why not?
Why would his estranged wife be there?
You're going
to
see
the love child with the maid.
Your husband.
Your
husband has a child, okay. And he is embracing that child.
But she doesn't have to. I don't think she likes him.
And they're not even together.
No. He was dating like this blonde 30-year-old.
They haven't divorced yet.
What?
And I don't know.
Have they not?
No, they have not divorced. No, they're still together-ish. So I don't know if they've broken up or if he's dating. I haven't seen that he's dating somebody else.
Yeah, this 30-year-old blonde.
I haven't seen that.
Yeah,
they
yeah.
They are not divorced. They were
riding bikes together.
Go on, Dougie.
And finally, Avengers Endgame. We had talked about this all last week. I told you it was going to break records. And you were like, there's no way. Well,
no one said that.
No one said no way.
You were a non-believer.
You were a non-believer. So Avengers Endgame was even bigger than all of us expected. Delivered a massive $350 million debut at the box office.
Did you cry, Schnitzer?
$1.2 billion worldwide.
I heard some girl, $1.2 billion.
I'm getting to that.
I heard some girl in China, she was watching this movie and she started hyperventilating, crying.
China.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I didn't see the movie, so I don't know what part there is to cry, but she started crying, hyperventilating. They had to take her to the hospital.
Oh my God.
She passed out.
Did you hear? This NFL player tweeted out the end, so I already know the end without even seeing
it. LeSean McCoy.
Yeah, Shady McCoy.
Yes, for the Bills. He got drunk from the Bills. Yep, he got drunk and he started tweeting all these spoilers about the movie. What a moron.
I couldn't believe when I read it. I go, wow.
What a dick
thing. I'm not going to go spend 3 hours to watch it.
You're really not going to go?
No. Well, now I even know the ending, so why would I go?
Schnitzer, did you?
Yeah, you cried, right?
Did you cry or tear up?
No, it was emotional, but no, I didn't cry.
That's yes.
Okay.
That's yes. He's embarrassed.
What'd you think of it, Schnitzer?
It was good. Really good.
1 to 10.
8.
Charlie, give me your impression of...
So I bought these seats like a week or two ago at some fancy new theater we have where they have waiters and stuff.
Oh,
it's very nice. There's a table you're sitting at, like they even have a little thing. And the whole time, you can order filet and lobster if you want while you're eating the movie. Watching the movie.
Wow. Yeah. Lifestyles of the rich and famous.
Why face like that, Dougie?
I just don't know if I would go to a movie and order lobster.
Oh, I don't think I would either. I'm just saying it's available.
If you want it.
And there's a waiter. So the trailers are starting, and I'm watching it, and I can just hear a Star Wars trailer, and there's like 20 waiters in there. And we start like saying, hey, man, we can hear the trailer, but we can't see anything. And the guy looks, he's like, oh, yeah. And then he goes and walks away. And we're like, okay, what's happening? Why isn't that guy more like concerned? We can obviously hear, now we're on to trailer number 2. I don't know, Dr. Pikachu or whatever it is, or Detective Pikachu. And I'm still like, the screen is just not on. There's nothing's going on. Just hear the trailer. So then I call the front desk as I'm sitting in my seat.
You don't get up to go?
Yeah, just walk.
And say...
No, because the waiters, I'm assuming, don't really know how to do anything with the theater. Like, they're just waiters.
Yeah, but you just tell somebody.
They've already been told. And there's no concern. Nobody's doing anything. So I call the front desk and I say, hey, I don't know what's going on here, but Theater 10 right now, there's nothing on the screen. And they go, oh, we know. And I go, yeah? And they go, we can't figure out how to get, one, the screen on, and two, how to stop it from playing. Nobody knows how to stop it. It's a runaway train at this point. And I go, well, you got to figure this out. And then the waiters just disappear. We're like 20 minutes in now. And everybody's gone. Now the theater starts getting... They stop. They finally figure out how to stop the trailers.
Uh-huh.
They restart the trailers now. And
picture?
No picture. No. And this goes on for about 50 minutes, and the theater's getting uneasy.
Oh, now people are getting...
Yeah. I'm like kind of mad.
Anxious.
But like who's fixing this? At one point, a worker did come in and just said, we're working on it, and then walked out. And then that was like a half hour in. So now we're at like 50, 55 minutes.
Oh, my God. And no waiters still?
Oh, they've all disappeared. They're hiding. They're literally hiding from us. They won't come back in the theater because there's about to be a nerd riot on their hands. I mean, what are they going to do? So then a man takes control of the situation. He gets in front of the theater, a professor of ethics.
Wait, is he...
He's just there to watch the movie.
Okay.
And he's pissed. So he's in front of the theater, and he's trying to rile up the troops to have a class action lawsuit against this theater.
Oh, give me a break.
Oh, this is all happening in front of me. Yes, he's like, we're demanding more than just the ticket price because we paid We paid for burgers that cost $20, and now I just have a burger. There's no movie. And they've disappeared. They're cowards. They're cowards. And the theater's getting pumped because the professor's now in charge. And then we kind of all march out, and we get our refunds. But then the professor's, like, mad. The professor's mad because he's like, don't take the refund from him. I'm going to hire a lawyer for all of us. And I'm just like, well, what am
I? Ridiculous. Yeah, that's ridiculous. That's what's wrong with the people in America. They want to sue over that? There's a technical... Look.
I understand. I got it.
The theater wanted to show you the movie.
Yeah.
That's what they wanted to do. They didn't bring you in and say, hey, see Avengers Endgame, and they didn't actually have the movie.
Yeah, yeah.
And they were just trying to scam you. There was a technical difficulty, obviously.
Here's where they actually... And that happens. I'm okay with it. I was annoyed that nobody came in and told us. At any point, it's not happening. They just disappeared. They just hid. And we had to find out for ourselves, eventually, like, I left at 1 hour in. Wow. I realized it's not happening. It's never going
to happen.
You're
sure it didn't
happen?
They're
not going to fix it. No, because then there's a huge line of people getting refunds.
Oh. What happened to the people after you?
I think it's probably screwed up for everybody that day, I assume. Because even if they ever did start playing it, I mean, they're on a strict schedule, so I don't know what would have happened. And they couldn't get us into another theater because they're all sold out all around. So it just sucked.
So you haven't seen it?
No, I went Sunday.
Okay.
It was pretty good.
On a scale of 1 to 10?
I don't think it's worth like a class action lawsuit against the company. I didn't like it. It was okay. The first hour was straight up pretty boring.
How were the last 6 hours of it?
It was a 3-hour movie. It was good. I thought overall it was really good, but the first hour was a little slow. And if you saw the last movie, like, I don't know how much I could say. All of my favorite characters were missing.
Shattered all kinds of records. And you are right. There was a girl that was taken to the ER. 21-year-old woman in China had to be hospitalized for uncontrollable crying, and she was hyperventilating. So her friends took her to the hospital. She had chest pain, muscle spasms. So they took it seriously. Obviously,
they should probably just put that chick out of her misery right now. I mean, if you're 21, 22 years old, and you go to see an Avengers movie and you break down, hyperventilating, you can't control yourself. What else in life? Imagine just, you know, what if your pet dies?
I got like that.
What if your parent dies? What if you lose your job? Imagine all those things that will set this person off. We might as well just take her out in the middle of the ocean and throw her in right now.
A guy in Hong Kong walked out of a screening and he started loudly revealing all the spoilers while people were waiting in line to see the movie. So guess what happened?
Hi-ya!
Exactly.
Judo chop.
They judo chopped him. Several fans stepped out of line to beat this guy's ass. There's a photo of him being treated by medical staff because he spoiled it. People were pissed.
You have a video of a kid doing something similar in school, and don't worry, it won't reveal anything, but a kid spoils it to another kid, and you can watch and see what happens.
All right.
And again, you can't hear anything.
Get it cracking. Get the cracking.
So the fat kid sitting is the one spoiling.
Oh, so the other guy standing is the one who's...
He's like, are you spoiling it right now? And watch.
Give me half, fool.
Right now?
Oh yeah. What's up?
Did you actually just spoil it?
Get that cracking.
Is that the teacher?
It's the teacher right there. This teacher's
They're
like, sit down.
Over at the Avengers.
What?
Oh! Oh, he
punched him right in the face.
And he has glasses. You can't punch a guy with glasses.
Oh wow.
Don't you be spoiling?
Wow, over the Avengers.
Do you think that's got to be like some sort of special ed class or something? I just can't imagine.
No.
This is happening in regular classrooms.
You don't spoil that, man.
These kids love these comic book movies, Rover. I believe it.
Fans with smartwatches have been posting screenshots of their heart rate spiking during the movie. We've seen as high as 180 beats per minute.
Are they going to make another one, Snitz, or is officially done?
No, they're done.
They've taken a break for a minute.
The accountants got together and they said, you know what? We made too much money off of this franchise. We're not going to make any more. That sounds like what they're going to do, right? This is actually the end. Just like Kiss, it's their last tour, and Motley Crue.
They don't need the money.
And Ozzy Osbourne, No More Tours 17.
Yeah. You're right.
All of those, of course. Now, I predict You can't just have another one, Dieter. They got to go back. This got to be a reboot. Iron Man will be played by Willow Smith.
Oh, God. Oh.
I'm just saying. And it will take place in some sort of alternate universe, right? So that you can do other things. So it's not an exact retelling, but this will be an alternate universe that you can supposedly have all of the different timelines happening simultaneously.
Okay.
Is anyone with me on this?
I feel
possibility? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right.
There you go. That's a shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
He's out there living among us. Jeffrey.
Bingo.
For the good of mankind, help us track his movement with the JLR GPS. Access it with the RMG app.
Nathan, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Nathan.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Hey, man. What's happening, bud?
Hey, yeah, so I was at the Pinecrest Theater with, I apologize, I've missed the radio personality that was there.
But Charlie, yeah.
Exact same. Charlotte?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was in the exact same theater he was, and I tried speaking to the GM after the fact. He just pretty much dodged everybody.
Well, how many people does this theater hold, approximately?
I think this is like 50-ish.
That's it?
Yeah, probably about 50. There were 12 people per row, and there were probably about, 5 or 6 rows.
Yeah, it doesn't hold a lot because it's a really nice new theater and it has there's huge seats and everything. Like you have to pay a premium.
Now,
yeah, exactly. And they said that the theater's only been open for a couple of months, so it hasn't even been that long.
So the GM ignored you afterwards. Do you think that just because there were 50 people? I mean, he would have been talking. And did you get your money back?
Yeah. They reimbursed everybody their ticket price, any food that they consumed, minus tips, and then they tried handing out like redemption tickets for future viewings. So I mean, they tried to make it right, but it just some of the ticket counters up at the front and the wait staff, they all just kind of disappeared except for at the end. And
yeah, because a bunch of other people are out there looking for blood.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, at the end of the day, it's just a movie, but, it's just a really inconvenient time, and given the fact that it's a brand new theater, so it was entertaining.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I think they did right by everyone. They gave a refund, they give you a voucher for a free movie in the future.
When they disappeared. Because that's what everybody got angry about. Like, we understand technical things happen, but when you just disappear and nobody's explaining what's going on.
They were afraid there was going to be a riot. You got some professor douchebag up there.
Oh, it's like Gilligan's Island, man. He was in charge.
who's trying to rile people up, pitchforks and torches.
Yeah.
They wanted no part of that. They're probably waiting for the police to come, and I don't know what city it is. Oh, they were there?
They got there by the end, yeah.
Oh, did they really?
So they were waiting for the cops to show up, and in some cities, some areas where we live, that could take 45, 50, 60, 90 minutes.
I don't think the police didn't come into the theater, like the actual showing area. They were just in the lobby.
Oh,
they might always be there for all I know. I don't know.
All right, so I was going to tell you.
Sorry, I went late.
I know, Dushy. I told her at the beginning, I go, do a quick shizzy. I got to tell everyone why Donald Trump is going to win the next election. I'm telling you, I didn't want to believe it, but I believe it now. I'll tell you why we're going to have a second term of President Donald Trump. In fact, I'll give you example A and B right after this.
Ugh.
Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory radio station. Rover's Morning Glory is on your smart speaker. Ask Alexa to play 100.7 WMMS on iHeartRadio. They say you can't look away from a car crash. Well, this is like a car crash into a train wreck on top of a dumpster fire. Welcome back to Rover's Morning Glory.
So I'm going to let everyone in on a little bit of a secret. Donald Trump will be reelected president of the United States. Dieter, first second term. Dieter, I know that will make you very happy, right?
I told you it was going to happen. I go, are you prepared for that?
Other people may not be so happy, but it is inevitable as far as I'm concerned. And I'll give you two examples of why. Number one, Kamala Harris. She is running for president. She's a senator. She's a former district attorney out of California. Maybe I think she was the California Attorney General, too. I think. I'm not positive. I think she was, wasn't she? Regardless, I don't know. She's done more in life than I have. Yeah. There is an opinion column today, or a couple days ago in USA Today. Let me just read you the headline. Kamala Harris owns a handgun. That's disqualifying for a 2020 Democrat in my book. And then the guy goes on to say how Kamala Harris owns a handgun and that she has it for her own personal safety. She keeps it at home. And he says this is an underpublicized revelation and that anyone, any Democrat who owns a gun, there's no way that that person should be running for president, let alone be elected president of the United States. Yes.
Why?
Because it's not in keeping with the liberal views on guns and gun control, and we have to ban guns according to all the super left-wing people. Now, I'm a liberal, but I don't believe that.
You don't need to ban guns.
I have guns. I have multiple guns. I don't say that we should ban guns. I think we can do a lot to curb gun violence, mm-hmm. To get guns out of the hands of bad people, dangerous people. I think that there's a lot that could be done. But the fact that owning a handgun, according to this guy, disqualifies you from being a presidential candidate is mind-boggling to me.
It doesn't, though,
and
right?
this is going to, if this is the approach that the side against Donald Trump is going to take, this, if you're going to align yourself with these kind of asswipes who believe this nonsense, you will never win another election because you won't get people like me. You certainly won't get any middle of the road Republicans to vote for you. I don't understand why these people keep shooting themselves in the foot. They can't even shoot themselves in the foot because they want to ban guns.
Yeah.
But it just makes no sense to me. Dieter, do you believe that? You're a more of a Republican kind of guy. If you're running as a Democrat and you have a gun, does that disqualify you from running for president?
I think so. You guys keep saying no guns, gun control, let's stop guns.
No one says that.
I feel like they do. I feel like you do. Every time there's a shooting, we got to do something about guns.
We do.
We got to take away all these assault weapons.
There is a problem.
Okay, once you start with that, Rover, then you go lead to handguns, and then this lady has one, so it doesn't make sense.
For instance, let me give you an example. I just watched 60 Minutes last night. Did you watch that?
Yeah, I fell asleep.
Did you watch the fentanyl report?
That one was good.
Okay. Now, there's a drug problem in this country, opioid crisis. Would you say that that's true?
Major.
Okay.
Look at our show.
Now, if we were to take your approach, Peter,
okay,
we would just do nothing about it and say, well, that's it. Can't do anything about it. Yeah, if you want to do drugs, do drugs. What can we? Personal rights.
But there's no
how
good.
How can we stop
Robert,
you?
What good comes from drugs?
I don't know. Maybe you forget about your...
Your
problems.
Guns.
You're the guy who's doing a commercial for a cannabis company right now. Okay? You got an endorsement deal. So what good comes from drugs? I don't know. You tell me.
We're talking about fentanyl. Weed is good for you.
It's good for you.
There's so many good positives, Rover.
Yeah.
Fentanyl is a pain thing. My mom just had some.
How many people are using that?
My mom just got it. She went to go get a colonoscopy, and she said that they gave her fentanyl.
Are you serious?
I don't think so.
Yeah, thank you, Rover.
That's what my mom said.
Yeah, it's a patch. Yeah.
She had a big bruise on her. She's like, check it out. Check out my track mark from my fentanyl. And I was like, are you sure it's fentanyl? And she said, yes. And I was like, are you sure? She's like, the same stuff Michael Jackson died taking.
Michael Jackson died from overdose of propofol, Charlie.
Wait, what?
That was going to be the next part of my statement that you
was that one
with.
Word you just said?
Yes.
Propofol.
And that's what I tried to tell my mom. I was like, no. He took propofol or whatever that was.
Right, yeah.
And then she's like, no, but they gave me fentanyl there. I don't know, whatever she was having done.
For a colonoscopy? I've had a colonoscopy done before.
They didn't give you the good stuff?
They didn't shoot me up with something 100 times more powerful than heroin.
They were going deep on my mom. They were pounding her.
Ew, I don't know what they were doing to her. Stop your words.
So cavernous back there.
I don't know why.
Years and years of.
Jeez. No, I don't know why they were. I don't know why. And I said that I didn't believe it either, but she's claiming definitely fentanyl.
I don't know.
So there is a reason for it to exist. People use it as a pain reliever.
But most aren't. Most are getting it from overseas and abusing it and dying.
So there is something you can do to try to curb drug deaths.
Okay.
There is? Are you saying that there is?
Yeah. Okay, they even said in this story they said.
But as far as guns go, forget it. No, there's nothing you can do to try to curb gun deaths. Just it's a lost cause. Forget about it. Second Amendment.
Exactly.
Screw you. You hate America. Right?
I want to be able to protect myself and my home.
Okay. No one's saying you can't.
But you take away our guns, then
no
I can't.
No one's saying that.
That's what
no
you're saying in a roundabout way. You're starting down this path, Rover.
Oh, my God.
I hate handguns. I hate
how many
bullets.
Guns do I have? Okay.
Am I
saying to take away guns?
No, but you're getting there. You're getting there, Rover.
Right.
I see you.
I have a quick question for Dieter.
Shoot.
If you say
why
that,
is it so
if you're
loud, just back off a little bit. My God. Turn that.
But then
bring
we can't
that
hear
level.
Now. It's either completely off or he's loud as hell. What do you want?
Try that.
Okay. I have a question for Dieter. Dieter just got done saying that. Okay. So you said Kamala Harris now owns a firearm. She's a Democratic presidential candidate, and then he says that disqualifies her from being a presidential candidate. So what if a Republican owns a handgun? Would that disqualify that Republican?
No, of course not.
No.
Of course not.
No.
Why?
I
see the hypocrisy here.
Okay. No, it would be the same as if, let's say, a woman was running for president, Republican, and she was anti-abortion, yet she had an abortion herself.
Or if a Republican was running and says, I don't have any guns. Like, that would be the opposite.
Or if, like, let's say a Republican was running and they said, I'm all for the Bible and religion and living life that way, and yet they had sex with porn stars and paid them off to cover the whole thing up.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
The Democrats aren't going to get very far if they keep this kind of crap up.
Going after Joe Biden right now, like a guy that might actually win. He's too old and white, Rover. He's too old and white.
I think if they put
him, he's the establishment Democrat, and he's not going to win.
Oh, I think they put him with this Kamala chick. I think that's a solid ticket.
Oh, you're crazy.
I don't know anything about this Kamala.
Are you serious?
Chick.
She seems real. See you next.
Yeah,
Tuesday.
She's not likable.
Yeah,
she's not likable.
Not at all.
So who's gonna be the candidate?
I don't
know. You have too many of them.
Yeah, there's like 50 of them running right now. But I'm just telling you, if this is the kind of approach that liberals take, and they say, well, she owns a gun for her own personal protection in her home, that disqualifies her from running for president. How many people are going to fit all of your wacko liberal left-wing ideas and be a viable candidate? There's no one. Zero. Zilch. I own guns, and I think that people should own guns for their own personal safety. There are so many stories over the years of home invasions, people coming into homes, murderers, rapists, even people just coming in to be a burglar. And then you're in there, they don't expect you to be in there, violence happens because they don't want to go, oh, this will be my third strike, I don't want to go back to jail, I'll just kill these people so I can't get ratted on.
You know what there's more stories
What
of?
Would you do... Huh. if that happened to you. If someone came into your home at 2 a.m. and you could dial 911, how long is that going to take?
At least a couple minutes.
Yeah, you're dead by then. There's a struggle. It's insane. So having guns in your home safely and responsibly, I have no problem with that. What were you going to say, Charlie?
There's a lot more stories of people. I saw one just yesterday of a guy training his six-year-old on how to shoot a gun and end up shooting the kid.
Yeah.
That I think that's more likely. If you have a gun in the house, you're more likely to not end up saving your family, but end up hurting your family.
That guy was an idiot.
Yeah.
That guy has been arrested. That guy...
Still able to get a gun.
He had a shotgun.
Legally?
He didn't kill her.
Okay.
Her intestines were showing is what he said when he called 911, the father. He was teaching, this is his claim. And I don't believe this claim, by the way. He said he was teaching his 6-year-old daughter gun safety.
With a shotgun?
With a shotgun. And he had never cleaned and loaded this shotgun before, so it must have been new. So he pulled up a YouTube video in order to figure out how to clean and load his shotgun, and then he says that he tripped and he shot her on accident. Oops. You know, the old trip with the shotgun excuse. Now, the police went in, they got her. They also found a loaded .357 on the guy's nightstand within reach of the 6-year-old girl. So this guy was just an idiot. No, that guy's a moron. And yes, you're right, Charlie. Those happen. Accidental gun shootings probably happen more than
you saving
people
your family,
defending their family by them. Perhaps. I don't know. Although the statistics are hard to come by because they'll say, well, how many times has someone shot an intruder? And the more people get shot accidentally. Maybe, but that's only counting the actual shootings. It doesn't necessarily count all the times that you stop something bad from happening without shooting the intruder. So it's a hard number to come by. JD, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, JD.
Morning, Rover. COI.
Arbe, what's happening?
I'll give you a guaranteed winner for the Democratic Party.
Okay.
Michelle Obama.
Well, maybe that could work. But here's the problem.
She's not going to run.
I don't think she's going to run. And people are, like, everyone that we were voting for was either Clinton or Bush for, like, 20 years. People like to change things up, and that's how we got Trump elected. They want to change it up. They don't want the same old, same old. But if this is going to be the approach that just owning a gun and running for president should disqualify you from running for president. It's just insane. By the way, this opinion piece was written, and I'm going to have to go to Snitzer and Doogie, the two old people on the show. This opinion piece was written for USA Today, where the headline is Kamala Harris owns a handgun. That's disqualifying for a 2020 Democrat in my book. This was written by Peter Funt. Who's that, Doogie?
Peter Cetera?
Peter Funt, Funt, I said. Not Peter Cetera. Peter Funt.
Oh, is that the one TV show? The son of the creator of that one TV show? I can't remember. The
Elf?
No. They used to, like, disguise themselves and do things, do tricks on people.
Huh? Candid camera!
Thank you. Thank you. Couldn't think of the name.
No, yeah. He's older than I am. Is that right?
Yeah, it's probably a relative of his.
It's the son, and he was the host at one point.
Yeah, he was the host of Candid Camera.
Alan Funt was the creator.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So Peter Funt is his son. This guy now writes for... I just did a Google search on him. Here is another article he wrote the same day as his headline in USA Today that says Kamala Harris owns a handgun that's disqualifying for a 2020 Democrat in my book. He also wrote this article, Baseball Must End Diamond Dust-Ups, that the brawling among players and coaches is horrible.
Oh, come on, that's the best part.
Yes, we've gotten to a point in the world where all of our problems have been solved, and now the last remaining thing we need to address are those infrequent baseball brawls. I mean, this guy has you got nothing better to write about than baseball fights?
Maybe this is an elaborate trick that he's pulling on people.
Maybe.
And he'll you know, expose it later.
Surprise. But this kind of stuff is what Republicans eat up. There's one other thing that I want to tell you about here. And it goes along the same line. I owned a boat for a while. I got rid of it.
It's a bust.
I didn't use it enough. They cost a lot of money. But there's a tradition when it comes to boats. Snitzer, your son was on a boat or a ship, as he always likes to.
It's not a boat, it's a ship.
It's a ship. What is the difference, by the way?
It was a destroyer, actually, but yeah.
But, well, what's the difference?
I don't know. Size, I guess. Uh-huh. Who knows?
There is a tradition of calling boats, ships, that kind of stuff, calling them her. Oh, she's a good ship.
Oh, yeah. Right?
Why do they do that? They always
I don't know.
I think you even did that, didn't you? Like, you like her? First time you showed me your boat. I was like, yeah, it's nice.
I don't remember
that. Oh, yeah, I swear you did.
He probably did.
This doesn't sound like something I would do, but... But this is a long maritime tradition. However, in Britain, that could be coming to a close.
Oh, no.
A maritime museum there has announced that they are going to remove all signs. And every single sign that they have like, you know, various boats, ships, whatever, on display. They're removing all of their signs that refer to boats being a her or a she. They had a sign that said, she is a little bit damaged, but her hull is still good, or whatever they had on a plaque, something along those lines. Well, people were vandalizing that, scratching out the word she and her, because they were so offended that the Maritime Museum did not use gender-neutral words to describe the boats.
But you can't call a boat it. Is that offensive?
No, that's only if referring to transgenders. You can't call them its. Boats, they are going to start referring to it as it.
Oh, they are.
They are. That's right. Yeah, because God forbid.
Your head's gonna explode.
It really is.
It's crazy.
Maybe I do have to switch political parties. Maybe I do have to get with the party that
hates
gays and wants to ban abortion and doesn't like, what's that, Snitz?
Rover, that party is in charge right now and this stuff is still happening. So what's your solution?
True.
Create my own party, I guess.
There you go.
Isn't that insane?
Yes.
I also find it insane that the museum, they go, oh, well, we've had a few plaques over the past few months that have been destroyed, people scratching out she and her. Well, maybe put up some hidden cameras.
Yeah.
Maybe put some guides or some staff or whatever in there to prevent people from doing that. You don't just take, this is the same nutcase, one or two nutcases doing this. You don't just allow them to scratch out these words on your plaques and then decide, well, you know what? Let's just go with the flow and replace all of our plaques and stop referring to boats as she and her. Man, oh, man. Justin, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Justin.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, what's happening?
First time caller. Nothing. I had a comment or two about the gun debate, if you have a moment.
Yes.
So Department of Justice statistics showed that last year, 200,000 people were saved by someone either brandishing or outright using a gun during a standoff or tense situations. And that's only the number of, saving graces that are counted. There's God knows how many that someone didn't call the cops, they brandished a gun, whoever was doing the attack ran away. The other issue I was going to say, everyone wants a safer home, and everyone's like, oh, we got to get guns out of the house. I have a friend that's nuts about this. He's like, you know, the number of gun deaths in a home are zero if you don't own a gun. Well, that's true, but anything could be that. The number of stairs. Stairs kills way more people in the U.S. than guns ever even thought about every year.
Well, that's not true.
Come on. Wait a second.
Tim. Wait. What's his name? Justin. Stairs don't kill more people than guns in the United States. That's just not true.
I work at a hospital. I will guarantee you every year someone falls downstairs, paralyzes themselves. I can't tell you how many old people it takes out of the game.
Let's.
I see far less gun deaths anymore.
Let's look this up. Stair deaths in the United States. Can someone find this for me?
Is he talking about accidents then? Would that count as an accident?
No, it has to be stairs. An accident, you get hit by a car. That doesn't count as a stair.
That's what I think he's trying to death. Say.
No, I'm not saying all accidents. I'm saying that stairs kills far more people a year than guns.
Guns kill 36,000 people per year in the United States. Okay. Now, how many people, many people know someone that has been killed by a gun. Does anyone here know someone that's been killed by their stairs? Anyone?
I don't know anybody.
I know people that have fallen downstairs, myself included.
So, and I should put a caveat here. That includes elderly people fall down, break a hip. 5 months later, because they're in the hospital, they end up dying.
I still don't think that it...
Here's a 2017 stat, Rover.
Yes.
This says 14,500 by guns, and by stairs, 2,000.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I don't know if I'd agree with that. Hospital, I see a lot more stair deaths. Granted, I'm not in a huge city. I'm in an intermediate, but...
Now, what kind of hospital do you work in?
I can't give out too much information because I'm kind of gun pro, and that does not go over well in my facility.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you...
It's an intermediate. It would be a level 2 trauma center.
Okay, all right. Justin, I think your facts are a little bit off there. And the friend that says that there are zero gun deaths in a home that doesn't have guns, that's not true either. Because an intruder could bring a gun in there and kill you with a gun. So there are gun deaths in homes that don't have guns until the intruder brings them in. Then you're screwed. Thank you, Justin. We'll be right back on Rover's Morning Glory. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. iHeart Radio Station. Lazy Ass up to 100.7 WMMS on iHeart Radio every day at 6 a.m. And she will with Rover. You know when you're driving and you see the person laughing then screaming in their car? You can bet your sweet ass they're listening to Rover's Morning Glory.
The Shizzy coming up in a moment. What do you have, Daisy?
Have you ever taken a test and thought, oh my gosh, I'm in so much trouble, or things are just really bad, and you wonder what you're going to do? Like, it's just a horrible test.
Yeah, like you know you failed.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I failed that test, I know. Yeah, of course.
You don't kill yourself, right?
Well, I haven't.
Okay. Yet. Well, I'll tell you a story where people, not just one, more than one person killed themselves over test results.
Oh, come on.
Richard, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Richard.
COY Rover.
Arbe, what's happening?
Hey, you guys are talking about gun violence in boats. And I saw a story, Fox News broke it over the weekend, and NBC picked it up. If you want to commit gun violence in America, you better be careful, because you will be in the same boat as George Zimmerman and be banned from being on Tinder.
Yeah, I saw that. Tinder kicked him off, and someone else did, too. What's that?
Bumble.
Yeah.
Bumble. Was being creepy.
Now, George Zimmerman was not convicted of a crime in the Trayvon Martin thing. In fact, he went to trial. He was found not guilty. He was also accused of domestic violence, but those charges, I believe, were dropped. So as far as I know, I don't know what George Zimmerman has actually been convicted of. Nothing.
Tinder cited that he violated policies because he has tendencies to be violent towards humans.
Well, I don't know how accurate that could be, considering he was found not guilty at his trial. So I saw this story, and I didn't like this either. The fact that they would select George Zimmerman because they don't like what happened and kick him off your platform, I just didn't think that was right. There are a lot of people on Tinder and Bumble that have done terrible things, and they're still on the platform. They've been convicted of it, I'm sure. And George Zimmerman, that George Zimmerman is a douche. I think we can all agree with that. But I didn't like that they kicked him off. Did you?
No, of course not. Like you said, there's much worse people on there saying bad things. They let that go.
Giovanni, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning.
Hey, buddy. Listen, I think you're a real straight-up honest guy. I listen to you all the time, okay? And I think you're realizing that, you know, the Democrats, like you said, are shooting themselves in the foot. But I don't understand why you can't just come out straight and call like it is. I mean, the hypocrisy. It's not their approach. You know, you're using their approach, and they have a gun at home. And it's the hypocrisy that is going to kill them, because all they do is preach on things that they do themselves. Like, why won't you call it like it is, Rover? I understand that you're being straight up about it, and I like that about it.
Don't Republicans do that a lot, too?
I think everybody just
like the ones who don't like the gays, and yet they're caught in bathrooms toe-tapping in order to have gay sex with strangers.
I think that's everybody. It's not one party.
I understand.
Well, what about the party that says we have to cut spending and get out of debt, and then they increase spending and put us further into debt? You know, Republicans.
I understand that goes on both sides. What I'm asking you is, why can't you just come out and say, "Listen, there's the hypocrisy that goes on. It goes on in both sides. I understand that, and I agree with that. But in your party that you're in, the Democratic Party, you got to call it like it is. They are speaking to the public and making press conferences, this and that. They won't even condemn their own people in their party with some sexual accusations that happen with different people. You know what I mean? I know what happens on the Republican side, too, but they won't even condemn that.
Which ones?
But they'll condemn, you know, what they heard Donald Trump saying or whatever, you know. Call it like it is.
Which
yeah.
one?
Yeah, yeah. Who are they not condemning for some sort of sexual thing?
There was a handful of Republican, Democrat senators that were in trouble for, you know, some kind of, I don't know their names.
You're talking about Al Franken, that everybody did come out, even
not
though?
Not Al Franken. There was a few, you know, within the past couple months or whatever, but it's real quiet.
I don't know about that. There was.
But all I'm saying is, I know what you're saying.
I think they over-condemn themselves, if anything.
Yeah, they do.
They're condemning this Kamala Harris because she has a gun. They're condemning Al Franken for a stupid picture, and they voted him out.
They like to point fingers. Yeah. You're so horrible. You're so horrible. I'm woke. You're not.
Yes.
And it's privilege. It will eventually, it will turn on them, because it will be something else that will, a year from now, that they will be in the wrong about. Doogie, are you ready for the shizzy?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Hit a shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
Eight people are dead in weekend shootings. Seven bodies were discovered over the weekend in Westmoreland, Tennessee, according to officials. They're investigating the situation. They said an eighth victim was critically injured and died later. At first, they said that five people were found dead and a woman was seriously injured, but two more victims were found. And the suspect in the shootings has been identified, 25-year-old Michael Cummins. He was shot. He was taken into custody after a standoff with more than 12 SWAT officers. This happened in Tennessee. Meanwhile, more details are emerging about Saturday's synagogue shooting in Southern California. And I just saw the rabbi. We talked about this last hour. The rabbi was on television. His hand is all wrapped, and he's speaking out against this shooter who is in custody. 19-year-old shooting suspect in custody. And we have one death, one woman killed. Three others were wounded when a man entered a San Diego synagogue during Passover services and opened fire with an AR-style assault weapon. I believe they're going to have this 60-year-old woman's funeral tonight.
This kid looked like a normal dude.
Right? I didn't even see a picture of the guy.
Oh, yeah.
Just a white guy, no criminal history.
Like to play the piano.
Yeah, piano.
Most mass shooters are white guys.
Quiet.
No, I know, but I'm saying this guy just looked normal. He had played piano, sports.
He didn't have those crazy eyes like, what was it, Adam Lanza?
Yeah, that kid. You just look at that kid, you go, oh, he's trouble.
Exactly.
So 20 students have committed suicide in India this past week after the Board of Intermediate Education announced their exam scores. I know you're nervous after you fail a test, but to kill yourself?
Kill yourself?
Apparently, there's a lot of controversy after the discrepancies in the results. Nearly 1 million students took the exams between February and March, and they said that nearly 350,000 failed. So that caused widespread protests from parents, from students, from student groups and political parties. And they said that they, in fact, one girl failed biology. She set herself on fire at her home.
Oh, you gotta be kidding.
My God.
Me.
No.
Just do what I did. Take the F, change it to an A.
Make round it. Yeah.
Just take that line and put it down. It looks just like an A.
Make a B.
Yeah. You and your parents like, why are all these red marks on the paper? I don't know. I just know I got an A, Mom. That's it. Just be quiet.
They have ordered the recounting, the re-verification for all the students who failed their exams while they're urging the students, please do not commit suicide.
Hey, you think that matters? You got an F one time?
No.
Where is this? What?
India.
India.
So how strict the parents are.
Oh, my gosh. It's terrible. According to a beauty expert, taking selfies might be as bad for your skin as tanning. Why? Well, they say as you're taking a bunch of selfies looking for the perfect shot, you're exposing your face to a ton of electromagnetic blue light rays from the screen.
Really?
That's ridiculous.
There's that much coming off?
Why would you have any more? That's so stupid.
They're just looking at your screen.
Why would you look at your screen nonstop? Forget about taking selfies. You could take zero selfies, and people are staring. I don't think people realize how much. I don't even realize how much time I spend staring at my phone. I think there's something going on with my phone. Like, it's turning on in my pocket or something, because the battery is just...
It's draining?
Oh, man, it's going so fast. I used to be able to go a whole day. And now I get down to like 5% by 6 p.m. Something's going on. I don't know what.
I have to charge mine midday, Rover, but mine's old.
Yeah.
So yours shouldn't be doing that.
Didn't we say that that was a conspiracy? Because mine was having the same issue. I just asked you about that. And I even have two batteries. Remember I told you that it was draining and you told me to turn it off?
Mm-hmm.
Something must be on in the background.
Do you think that they're trying to get us to buy new phones? Have we talked about this before?
Yeah. Anytime a new phone comes out, all of a sudden your phone starts to act up.
Yeah, look at mine's already down to 66%.
Did you charge it overnight?
Yeah, I've been up since 5:30 or 3:30 this morning, 5 hours, and it's already down to 66%.
And you have the battery pack on the thing, too.
Yeah, so I have 100.
Oh, something's going wrong.
Yeah.
But no, I'm going through the same thing as
mine's
you.
At 69, and I didn't charge it until like 9 o'clock last night. I took it off the charger.
Huh.
So it's better than yours.
Jeffrey, will you buy me a new phone?
Oh, what about your battery?
My battery's at 85%.
Oh, when Jeffrey's battery is better than ours.
Right.
There's a conspiracy.
Well, that's because, Dushy, I have a completely different phone from what you and Rover have.
Did you go see Avengers Endgame, Jeffrey?
No.
Okay. A lot of people did. This movie was bigger than expected. It delivered a massive $350 million debut at the box office this weekend. Worldwide, it made $1.2 billion. And finally, another record-smashing hit from Taylor Swift. Within 24 hours, the new Taylor Swift music video for her song, Me, it was watched 65 million times. Amazon reported Me broke their streaming records and the most on-demand voice requests with Alexa. So she thanked all of her followers through a tweet yesterday.
Oh, did she do like a selfie video where it's that feigning that, oh, I can't believe it. Oh my God. Oh, thank you so much. That is so contrived, her whole act, her whole routine, the fake humbleness, but
songs
are catchy, though. What can you say?
This is a great song. Taylor surpassed Ariana Grande. Ariana was in the lead with her Thank You Next. That earned 59 million views in its first day. So 65 million times it was viewed in 24 hours. That's insane. There you go. That's the Shizzy for you on Rover's Morning Glory.
not like the others. Living in winter, I am your summer. Baby doll, when it comes to a lover, I promise that you'll never find another like me.
Yeah, my phone, like the iPhone, it will tell you how long you're spending on.
Yeah.
It claims that I spend 1 hour and 55 minutes per day on my phone.
That's it?
Oh, yeah, I say
four.
More for you.
Mine's
that's
four.
Not that high.
4 hours.
I don't, I really don't even think I use my phone that much.
What, are you taking
like,
a dump?
Charlie uses his phone nonstop.
What is yours say?
He's got to be like 8 hours a day.
Yeah.
Just constantly on
it. Is
there
a way to check on a
Oh,
Google?
I get updates every day.
Well, I know Apple has that. I wouldn't want to know. Let's see.
It doesn't that, I mean, that's just.
It doesn't sound like a lot.
But an hour and 55 minutes a day? That doesn't sound like a lot.
Never,
that
no.
sounds like a huge amount.
Kids are doing 8-10 hours.
I do this more than I watch TV or stuff. I'm just looking, reading things. I don't know. Just going, looking, man. Screen. Display.
Doesn't tell you on Android?
I'll be able to find it. Just to find it.
It's got to tell you in there somewhere.
Mine's an hour and a half per day.
That's it?
Yeah.
God, why is mine so bad?
Average.
Yeah, over the last 7 days?
Yeah. This, yeah.
I think my phone is turning on somehow in my pocket, though. I don't know what's going on because it's just draining so quickly. And I'm looking. It says Safari is draining it more than anything else.
Hmm.
The web browser.
Do you have the latest 10?
No.
Why don't you get the 10 and
that's,
then...
That's what I have.
I have the 10.
You have the 10?
Yes.
Yeah, I have the just the... Whatever it is, the newest 10. And that's still at 100% battery.
Today, right now it is?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Let's see. What
really good battery.
Do you know that there's
mine's at 96%.
Oh, that's good. Really good.
Yeah, but then I put it in my pocket. I'm telling you, by like 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock today, it'll be down to 10%. I don't know what, and I don't even use it that much. I don't get it.
I mean, you taught me to close the apps. Are you closing apps?
Oh, yeah. I'm always swipe up.
I do because of you, yeah.
Yeah, I can't. There's two things. I close those apps all the time, and it's got to be like 20 times a day I'm clicking on the app store to see if I have any updates to the apps that I don't even use anyways. I obsess over that.
Yeah, why do that?
I don't know. I can't help myself.
I heard a rumor that there's a way to listen in on people's conversations. Have you heard this?
No.
With the 10?
No, that was when it first came out, I think, and they
yeah, isn't this
that.
The FaceTime bug
yeah,
that
FaceTime.
You're talking about? Like,
oh, you can call somebody.
Right.
No,
yeah.
This
yeah,
is.
Yeah, we did that.
No, this is something different.
What is it different?
Darn
if you.
If they listen in, they wouldn't understand anything.
If you have the 10 and yeah. you have the, say, Anthony has the 10, he hits record.
Okay. Record.
I think
that's going to record my voice, yes.
So he hits record, he sits with us, he leaves his phone underneath a pillow, and then he goes back to his office and he's got those wireless earbuds. You hear yeah. everything that's going on in the studio.
Through the phone, you're saying.
Oh. Yeah.
Well, yeah.
That's not a hack or anything. That's just
how it works.
That's a problem, don't you think?
No, I don't think that's a problem at all. It's a voice recorder that would record. So he could put his phone, he could get his phone, if that wasn't an issue, he could then take his phone and he could play that back and hear everything you said with that voice recorder.
I think it was
that's
like
an
live,
issue, right?
I think it was like while you were talking. Like
yeah.
He can hear it.
That makes sense if you have earbuds in.
Yeah. That's not a problem?
Why would that be any more of a problem other than him being able to record you and playing it back later?
Hmm. Still a problem.
I've got to take a break. We'll be right back. Hang on.
Rover's Morning. WMMS.
What is going on with kids today, Dieter? How old were you? Dieter was actually pretty old when he moved out of the house.
Oh, yeah. What was I, 33?
Yeah, you were pretty old.
No, I went to college.
Uh-huh.
And after college, I came back home for a few years, saved up some money.
Uh-huh.
And I was probably 25 when I moved out.
That's old.
Okay. You did the same. I loved you. Used to rag at me. You were living at home till you were 30 years old.
What a lie that is.
Okay, did you move back home? for years, and you moved Douchey in too, which made it even worse.
Yeah, that was for about 9 months.
Oh, I don't
you
know.
You were in trouble. You needed help. Yeah.
Okay.
And, yeah,
and I'd already lived on my own for many years.
So did I.
I moved out when I was 18, I
same
would say,
here.
18 or 19.
Same story. I moved out for 4 years, came back home for, what, 2 years, 3 years?
You
saved
didn't move
up money.
Out? It's not true. You lived in a frat house, Dieter, and Robert. Your parents paid your bills.
Okay,
that's not moving
for,
out.
Robert, I'm not home for 4 years. When people go to college, they didn't move out?
Yeah.
What is it, Jeffrey? You're in there hovering. What is it?
You still live at home with your parents.
No, so I didn't move out. I was old when I moved out of my parents' house. I didn't move out of my parents' house until I got married.
So what? Your parents were 30?
I was about 28 and a half.
28 and a half.
No, that's a lie. Because you said if you weren't married by the time you're 30, you're going to be single forever. And I thought you got married right before you turned 30.
No, I got married when I was 29. I got married in 99.
Didn't his mother-in-law live with him, though?
Yeah.
Oh, does that? I don't think that counts.
Because during the time my wife and I were dating, I would split time between staying at her place and then staying at my parents' house because they were only five
and
houses away.
When did you move? So you moved out at about the age of 29. Where did you move?
We stayed in the apartment she was living in at the time. But so it was like
who else lived in that apartment?
Which was her mother.
Oh, so you moved from your parents right into her parents?
No, at the time her parents were divorced. Now her father's dead. Okay. So,
but her mother, you moved in with her mother.
Yeah,
so
she
you
was
left
still living with her mother.
And
I think she was more like taking care of her mother. Mm-hmm. At you know, so that was strange, but it was still.
What?
No, Charlie, how old were you when you moved out of your house?
First time, I think I was 18 or 19, as soon as I could. Like,
and then
I could afford it.
You moved back for a while?
Yeah, real quick. I mean, just real quick. I don't remember. Maybe I was 19 then, too.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, ever since then, I never moved back.
I didn't move
back.
Not
that I remember. I can't remember any time longer than a month or two until maybe, like, I might have had an apartment that I lost the lease on or something, and then I needed someplace till I got a new apartment. But no, ever since 19, basically, on my own.
I think we all did it.
All did what?
We all moved back.
You moved in with Rover's mom, so you didn't really do it either.
I moved. I graduated from college. I came home for a second.
How long is the
second?
That's
2 years.
How long is that second?
Until I had a job.
So how long was that second?
Yeah, it's like years.
No, it was like 3 months. I got a job pretty fast out of college. I moved into Chicago, and then I went back to Rockford, Illinois, lived with my parents while I had a job there.
For how long?
Maybe 6 months, and then I got an apartment. I saved up my money, and then me and my girlfriends got an apartment.
That means a year and a half. This is a douchey story.
Nope. And then I eventually left Rockford apartment, and I moved into the city again on my own. But I needed help because I needed to save money, and I got a new job. And so my parents are like, come home.
There's something going on. I don't know what it is.
With
kids today. When I was young, I couldn't wait to move out of the house. I wanted to strike out on my own.
It's scary.
But today, these kids aren't moving out. And I was just reading a study about the number of parents that are supporting their children, and it's causing financial hardships on the parents. They're not putting enough money into retirement. They're really kind of screwing themselves over because they refuse to get these kids out of the house. And there's just some sort of cultural shift. Kids don't want to be out on their own.
Well, it's easy to be at home when your mom's doing your laundry.
Yeah.
You don't have to pay rent.
Yeah.
You get free food, free internet.
Yeah. I was stupid, I guess, huh, for wanting to get out. But don't you think that that's... It really does. And in fact, that's what the article says is... These parents think they're doing a good thing by supporting their children until they're 25, 26, 27.
If they're saving money, it will work. And you're waiting to get a good job. But
I don't even think that will necessarily work. Because when they do strike out on their own, they don't have the practice, the expertise of paying their own way. They've never done it before. And Doogie's right. Yes, I did move back in. I lost my job. I did move back in with my mom for a few months. And I don't think that's unusual. I think a lot of people seem to end up doing it. Doogie did it. Charlie did it. you stayed with your parents until you were 33, Dieter.
I wish I still was there, man. I mean, there's no bills.
Yeah.
It's very easy
to
do. But yet the trade-off is you have to put up with your parents.
Right.
Yes.
The nagging of your parents, I could not stand it.
Well, and they have to put up with taking money out of their own pocket to support you.
Sure.
Well, I also disagree with that. Like, look, we all need help. Every kid needs help, and they're going to come back around and say, I'm in trouble, I need help. But
that's
with
fine.
I'm starting to have these conversations now with my daughter. She has her own
eight.
Account.
Yeah,
to get her out of the house,
no.
You have to move out.
No.
She's 3 years.
No,
yeah, you got to move out of the house. Sure, you still sleep in the same bed as me, but you got to move out.
No,
oh, are you kidding me? You're having these conversations.
Come on.
I don't believe this.
Come on.
You won't want her to move out. You will.
No.
You will be exactly the kind of parent we're talking about in this study.
They'll stay together forever.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
They'll be roommates essentially.
Yeah. In college,
we
live in the dorm.
No, we talk about her.
Dorm. She won't be allowed in a dorm. Gia won't be allowed in
that's
a dorm.
True. That's true.
She'll commute to college.
Oh my God,
stay at
Dougie,
home.
Let's just say, Dougie would really try to get Gia to go to a college that's close to home.
No,
and if God forbid she picks somewhere far away,
I'm moving.
Dougie would move.
Yeah. Yep, you're right.
And get an apartment, and they would live together.
Not at all.
And they'd be best friends. They'd sleep in the same bed.
I'm not a moron.
Look, there is something with kids today. I think it's a problem. I really do. 866-YO-ROVER, 866-967-6837. They're just not motivated to go out on their own.
I think there's also a part where there's not as many jobs as there were. Old people aren't retiring anymore. That's not bull crap.
I think that is bull crap.
You can say that all you want.
Excuse?
Old people aren't retiring anymore?
No, they're not. How many
20-year-olds took a job right out from a guy who was 65 who's retiring?
No, but old people are, that is a real problem. And I'm surprised you've never heard of it. Old people don't retire when they're supposed to anymore. And then they keep their jobs longer. So there's less jobs for kids coming out of college. That's well known.
I don't.
But you could say you don't know that, but I'm telling you that is a fact that is true.
I don't know if that's true.
I don't think a 65
year old. You're like the guy who says it's a fact that more people die from falling down the stairs than guns.
That was his
fact, and that turned out to not be true.
So a 70-year-old is taking away.
Yes, it's happening.
Well, let me finish. A 22-year-old that's going into marketing or advertising graphics.
An entry level job.
There's obviously certain jobs.
Okay,
that
I'm
maybe
just
old
saying.
People aren't. I mean, that's an idiot thing to
no,
say.
You're
well, no, down the line.
Saying
he's saying down the line. Like somebody who is 70 is not retiring. So that means the next person in line for that job is not getting that job and so forth.
But eventually they will. It might be a few years later, but they still are retiring.
I think people are living longer also. People are keeping their job longer.
Yeah, you want to make sure you have money for retirement. Enough.
But I also think that you have to have
these conversations. The economy's supposed to be good right now, right?
It
the economy's supposed
more
to be good. You're doing the jobs? You're always touting these jobs numbers, Dieter.
Come on.
So why can't kids get any jobs?
They are. I don't know any kids not working besides blank. But everybody else I know is working. But seriously, there was a time when all my friends, I mean, a lot of them couldn't find jobs.
Yeah.
And I remember that stretch.
Well, that was 12 years, 11 years ago.
Yeah.
During the financial crisis.
But I remember it was
we're not in that anymore.
I know.
That's like blaming the Great Depression. Oh, in the 30s, in the 20s and 30s, the economy was bad. Oh, it was bad.
A lot of people lost money, so then they couldn't retire. Now those people are keeping their jobs when they would be retired because of the 2008 financial crisis. Yes, they all have to do with each other.
No, I don't think
it's easy to sit there and like, well,
no, I don't think
are lazy.
No. That's what it is.
No.
That's really what it is, Charlie. Why go out and hunt for a job when you can sit
your
at home
parents.
At mommy and daddy's house
right.
and play video games all day and
I
they
agree.
Pay for everything? I don't think it has anything to do with finding a job.
I agree with
I think
you on
this
that.
Is the norm now that we have conditioned our children to just stay at home indefinitely or set 30 as a goal to get out, or in Blank's case 31 or 32 or 33.
Right.
And you can rip on me about having me talking to my kid, but we start talking about her driving. You're going to have a summer job.
She's eight. Dude.
It doesn't matter.
You're putting the cart before the horse.
No, it's all
get her
about,
to sleep in her own
go.
Bed before you have any of these other conversations.
It's funny. I woke up this morning and I checked my email and a listener said here's for your week. Hopefully Rover will be nice to you. If he's not nice to you this week, put this in your back pocket. And it was an article claiming that kids who sleep in the same bed as their parents are confident, they're successful, they're strong people. So take that and shove it right up your ass.
Who wrote such an article?
I'll tell you.
Yeah, I would love to know. Yeah,
this is from one of those weird, this is like when people try to quote me things about health or whatever, and they get it from some weird health.
NaturalHealthOils.com.
Yes, exactly. Go. Right. 866-YO-ROVER. 866-967-6837. Dave, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Hey, what's happening?
Yeah, you're right, and the kids are staying home more. But, see, the thing is, I have two kids in college now, and we've told them, you know, they can stay to get up on their feet, but they better be saving money, and they better be contributing around the house. You know, they're not just going to sit around and do nothing. It's even like when they came home from college. It's like, well, you got to get a job in the summer.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you're not just sitting around our house. Now, right. We don't make them pay rent, but, you know, you better be doing laundry and cleaning and things around the yard or whatever.
I think you
kids aren't doing that, Dave. They're not doing that.
Make them pay rent.
You're might be the exception to the rule, but yes. Most of them aren't. I guarantee you, most of them are not doing the laundry. They're not even taking out the trash. They're not doing any of that stuff.
Make them pay rent.
No, dude, that's what's great. The point that's of saving fine. Then? You're not saving any money.
They're not saving. They don't even have jobs, Peter.
It teaches them responsibility of what you need to do to be on your own. If you're going to have them stay at your... That's why I moved out. My mom's like, okay, you're going to have to start paying rent. I'm like, well, if I'm doing that, I might as well go get an apartment with my girlfriend, which we did. Yeah. You know, it makes sense, but you've got to start kicking these kids out and teaching them.
This is coming from the woman whose you guys daughter are still sleeps in.
And all lived with your parents.
And in the same bed.
I didn't live with my parents. I left at 18, and I came back when I needed a job. I didn't have a job right after college, and then I left. And then I came back before I got my apartment. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that.
I moved out at around, I don't know, 18 or 19. I then moved to Tennessee for a job. From Tennessee, I moved to Colorado for a job. From Denver, I moved to Los Angeles for a job. After I lost my job in Los Angeles, I drove the 4.5 hours to Las Vegas and stayed with my mom for a few months.
With your amazing girlfriend?
Uh-huh. And then I...
Who worked at Applebee's?
Yeah.
What job did you have at the time?
To pay your bills.
What job did I have at the time? You
He was depressed.
My full-time job was looking for a job, Charlie. That was my full-time job.
You were in a funk, you have to admit.
You can't be depressed with a Porsche. You're driving a Porsche around. He in a funk.
He couldn't pay for it.
Yeah, but you did.
So what? He was still depressed that his woman was paying the Porsche payment.
Andrew, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Andrew.
Morning.
Hey.
I heard you guys talking about this subject where older people aren't retiring as soon.
Yeah
that's actually, one of my coworkers, he's a 67-year-old man, and I work in the sign business, you know, a lot of physical climbing, heavy lifting, stuff like that. He was forced out of retirement because his 34-year-old son moved back home and is refusing to get back out and get a job and, you know, grow up.
Shame on the dad,
So the dad went back to work at the age of 67.
Yeah, because he actually came back, and he could no longer afford to stay in retirement because of some of his son's choices and his son just ultimately refusing to go back to work. And,
yeah.
You know, he drives around one of his father's vehicles on a regular basis. And, you know, it's pretty sad to see that an older gentleman like this has to come back.
Right, right.
Hard labor like this just because of his son.
Yeah, at the age of 60, he's going to fall off one of those ladders or something. Yeah,
do you look at those sheets, the summaries of what you've got and when you can retire and how much you'll get per month? I don't know if we're even going to have
it. You're talking about
the
Social Security sheet that they send you every?
The outline?
Yeah.
Like, I can't retire at 65 or 66. I have to wait till I'm 70 if there's money.
I'm going to keep working until I'm 80 just to keep the jobs from all these young kids that Charlie says.
It's
can't get a job because the old people.
What does it say how much you're going to get per month in this website?
I actually don't remember. Oh. I'll find it. I'll find it. It's at home somewhere. But it's just depressing. You have to keep working. And then you add a kid. I've got college that I got to pay for.
You should be saving for that right
51%
now.
Of adults say that they have sacrificed their own retirement savings because they have been supporting their adult children. And I don't know. I don't know if you can count on your children taking care of you when you're old. Well, maybe you can. I don't know. Snitz, who are you going to, are your kids, do you have retirement, Snitz?
Do I? No.
When you and your wife.
Is your wife?
No.
When she doesn't have a 401k, anything?
Dude, no.
Wait, so you have nothing saved up, Snitz?
No, basically no.
What is the plan? Is there a plan?
Yeah, live in a RV. I don't know. There's no plan. This is how people, like, you know, especially my age who haven't had, like, great careers, I guess. I don't know. We haven't really saved anything. We've, you know, spent all of our money on our kids and whatnot and other things, but we don't really make that much, so.
Doesn't that scare you? Like, this is the...
Yeah, but, you know.
It scares me.
Yeah, I mean, you got to put some money away, Snitz, to...
Sure, give me some money.
Well,
That's hard. That's a scary situation. I think
you have to start by taking... when I started putting money into that 401k... I wasn't making that much money back in the day, and you don't want to put that money aside, but then you do, and then you don't even really, you adjust, you know what I mean? You adjust to what the end income is that you have. You don't even know that it's missing, necessarily. Like, Snitz, if I were to, in the money that I have been paying you, how long you been working here?
7 years.
7 years. If I would have taken $100 per paycheck, you probably wouldn't have missed that, right?
No, probably not.
So we could have gotten 200. Well, I don't want to be responsible
for all the money.
Yeah, let me run this for retirement fund.
No, but
call me Mr. Fidelity over here.
I already, and I don't know if you do it, Dieter, but I already have a separate whole bank account. Every paycheck that comes out, I put money away.
It automatically sucks it out?
Automatically.
Oh, no, I don't do that.
Yeah, I don't make enough for all that. I mean,
Snitz, you just spent 60 on a video game and 20 on that Marvel movie. So that's $80 right there you could have been saving.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get money from other sources, and that's what I'm using that for. So,
okay.
Yeah, I mean, but living expenses and stuff, it's not, you know, it's cut down to the but nub, really.
Even if Rover, do you pay him twice a month?
Yeah.
Every 2 weeks? Even if you would take $50 out of that check and just put it in a side account.
Well, I don't know. That's not really.
Oh, it's better than nothing.
If there's $100 per paycheck, he would have saved $17,000 by now without any interest or. Yeah, so you'd probably have, I don't know, maybe $25,000, $26,000 set aside, perhaps. I don't know. I don't know how all that math works, but.
Do you have a credit card?
No, I'll pay it off.
Well, that's good. He has no debt.
That's good.
That's a good start right there. Most people have some savings, still have debt.
Right.
Do you have an emergency? Dougie.
She's got all this debt, she has savings and then like credit card debt that's 30% interest.
We have student loans and I'm paying off taxes. Yeah, so I do have debt.
Do you have an emergency credit card?
I have an emergency credit, yeah.
Okay.
But it's empty, blank, you know.
Okay, no, that's good.
Ian,
okay.
You're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Ian.
Morning, Rover. How are you?
Hey, what's happening?
So I'm just calling in because to reference Charlie's stat about old people not retiring and not being up jobs.
I don't know.
Yeah, His phone just cut out. I was right.
He had some point he was going to make. Yeah. Probably Charlie is an idiot, but I don't know for sure.
I want to hear that.
Brighton in Chicago. You're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Brighton.
Good morning. Yeah, I'm just calling in too about the whole retiring thing and the old people thing and kids living at home and all that good stuff.
Yeah.
Totally. I mean, there's like those wacky stories about like, yeah, the 35-year-old moving home, his dad having to go back to work. But I think there's like nothing wrong with kids moving home for a few months after college and stuff like that. I mean,
I don't think so either.
For sure.
Yeah, no, I mean.
But that's not what's happening, Brighton. These kids are living there. For eternity. Forever.
I I think you hear all the bad stories rather than a lot of the good ones, because I graduated in 2016, and I think out of, like, any of the people that I've known, there is just going to be a small handful living at home still. I mean, for the most part, I mean, and if they do, I mean, they have student loans and stuff. Their parents aren't going to be paying all that, you know, hopefully at least. But, yeah, I think it's underestimated how many people actually are moving out. And at the end of the day, it's probably on the parents' end. You just got to kick them in the butt at some point. But, yeah.
Thank you, Brighton. What a good name, by the way, too. Brighton. Yeah, doesn't that pretty. Sound like a hot-ass chick
there? Voice is hot.
Yeah. Pretty. All right, Brighton, thank you. Jeff says, if Snitch didn't have four kids living with him, that would be his retirement money.
Only three live with me.
They don't pay rent.
Yeah, Jeff.
No, one's working, and no.
But I think, Snitch, that you probably, it probably costs you more money than you than you think that it does.
If like my wife and I, it'd be so cheap, yeah.
Well, yeah, because his wife and him, they would spend, I'm not even kidding, it would be like $18 a month in food. Like, Snitch doesn't eat. Like, do you ever see Snitch eat?
No. French fries and onion rings. That's his whole diet.
Snitcher doesn't eat. So if he didn't have those kids, those are hungry mouths that you have to feed.
Sure, they're growing.
Plus, you could probably get a smaller place, I would guess. If it's just you and your wife, you could maybe save a little bit of money on rent. I don't know. Who knows?
And we've talked about that. Like, the next place we get, like, you know, our thing is coming up at the end of this year. We're thinking, it's like, do we get a smaller place and say, hey, sorry, guys, we don't have space for you? I mean,
that'd be a good way to get rid of them. Just don't kick them out. Just get, like, a studio apartment.
Oh, God.
and everyone's just all in one room. One bathroom, all living in the living room on sleeping bags or whatever. That will get them out of there quick.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I've made jokes. Like, back in the old days, you know, you come home and your kids, you know, suitcases are outside. That's it. You're 18.
Bye. That's right.
Goodbye. That's how the old days were, I guess. I don't know.
No, but I that probably is true. Like, Snitch doesn't look at it that way, but that potentially could be his retirement money, that if he weren't spending... I don't know. I can't put a figure on it. It's got to be hundreds of dollars per month, though, no doubt. Especially because you also probably have to have them like on your car insurance and stuff, Snitz, right? Don't you have to say that you live with your kids? Your car insurance probably costs more when you have kids driving the car, right?
Yeah. I mean, my daughter has her own car. So, I mean, yeah, her insurance is pretty expensive, yeah.
But are you paying for that, or is she paying
for paying it. It's okay. all in one policy. She just pays her portion of it.
Gotcha.
Oh, good. That's good.
But even just having kids living in the same house as you, I don't know. I don't know how insurance works. That might make your insurance...
Yeah, you add them as an additional driver. Right. That's expensive, yeah. Right. Of course it is.
Our fill-in phone screener, Mattitude, how old are you? I don't know the answer to where he lives. How old are you?
I'm 25.
And where do you live? Do you live at home?
I actually live about 5 minutes away from here.
It doesn't answer the question. Do you live at home?
No, I do not.
All right, so you live out on your own.
Yeah, I've lived there for about 2 years now.
Look at this guy. What a shining example of independence. We pay him the big bucks here at the radio station.
Same as Blank.
Uh-huh. Well, I don't know. Do you have another job?
I just DJ full-time.
DJ, like, in clubs?
I do DJ? Private events, club stuff like that.
So two jobs.
So you have a second job.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you just win Best Local DJ?
Yeah, I actually won Best of Cleveland for the Local Scene magazine.
I saw that.
All right. That'll probably increase your DJ fee by at least 0.01%.
Hey, every little bit helps, you know?
Doogie, you have the shizzy coming up, the news. What do you have on the way?
Machine Gun Kelly had a crowd full of people laughing at him.
What happened?
I know, right?
What did he do?
What happened? I'll tell you next.
We'll be right back. Hang on.
Rover's Morning MMS. Set your alarm to Rover's Morning Glory. Just say, Alexa, wake me up to 100.7 WMMS on iHeartRadio weekdays at 7 a.m. Make sure you check your pants after you listen to RMG, because this show is the shit. Literally.
Just all this poop.
Now back to Rover's Morning Glory.
The Shizzy is coming up in a moment. The news. What do you have on the way, Doogie?
Machine Gun Kelly had a crowd full of people laughing at him during a recent performance. What happened? What went so wrong? I'll tell you the story next.
We'll get to that in just a moment. Dave, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Dave.
Morning, Rover. I maybe it's because I'm a little older, but I did the same thing. I had a roommate, had to move back home. I was home for about 2 years, but when I was home, I mean, I think we've all heard the phrase, as long as you live under this roof,
yep.
there was a set of rules. And so at the time, I was really, I mean, my parents were annoying because they had all these rules, and I paid for my own food, and then my dad would come in and eat it, and then, you know, the whole nine yards. And so I was dying to get out of the house. Now, at the time, I was, you know, kind of upset with my parents because I'm like, oh, come on, just give me a free ride. But by the time I got to 25, I was so happy that they had politely nudged me out of the nest.
Yeah.
And I'd had, you know, and I was responsible enough to get out there and get things done. But, you know, I hear stories today. I don't know how, I mean, I want to paint with a wide brush, but I hear about parents getting high with their kids and getting drunk. And, you know, I think they want to be more their friend than their parent. And there are two separate works or two separate jobs there.
Yeah, no, I agree with what you're saying. And I was just thinking about it while you were talking that one of the reasons why I wanted to get out of the house, I wanted to get laid.
Oh.
I was like, yeah. Oh, wouldn't it be sweet? You have girls come over to your pad. Wouldn't that be nice?
You don't have to hide in the basement.
Now.
It'd be quiet, yeah.
It goes hand in hand. Not only are kids not moving out of the house, they're 26 years old living at home, they also aren't getting laid.
Yeah, well, they don't care about sex anymore.
Yeah, we've talked about this, that the interest in sex has waned, that if you get horny, now you just pull up some internet porn and you crank one out.
Right.
And you can get any variety of porno that you want. You're always satisfied. It's easily accessible. And once you're done cranking it out, you just go back to playing Fortnite for the next 12 right. hours.
And watch Netflix.
Yeah. Doogie, are you ready for... That was a big motivating factor, though, to get out of the house.
That was my biggest one.
Yeah.
And so
Charlie, was that a motivating factor for you?
My parents divorced. It was just my mom there. Yeah. I installed a lock on my bedroom, so I was able to pound away if I wanted.
Mm-hmm.
Solo or groups, people, you know, everything.
Mm-hmm. There's full-on orgies going on over there. Yeah, but I guess if kids aren't interested in sex anymore. Doogie, are you ready for the shizzy?
Mm-hmm.
Here we go.
Hit a shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
Two football players from Washburn University, one of them selected by the New York Giants in this week's NFL draft, were victims in an off-campus shooting that happened early yesterday morning. Did you see this story?
Yeah, the guy was just drafted by the New York Giants, and then a few hours later, he shot.
Jeez.
He survived.
He did, but his friend, junior defensive back Dwayne Simmons, 23 years old, was killed. And cornerback Corey Ballantyne, also 23, was injured just hours after being taken in the sixth round by the Giants.
I think people get jealous. He made all this money. You're like, I'm going to kill this fool.
How much money do you make getting drafted in the sixth round?
It's better than living on the streets, Roy. I mean, it's something.
Sure, okay, it's better than living with mom and dad or whatever,
right.
as we've been talking about. But, I mean, I don't think you're... I don't know how much money.
I mean, say the minimum is $500,000. Still, that's a lot of money. You're jealous of this guy.
And if you're drafted, I don't know how this works. If you're drafted, can't you be cut before they even start?
So yes.
If you're a sixth-round draft pick, you may not get... I guess they have to pay you for, you know, leading up to until the time that you're cut,
right.
preseason or whatever. But
let's say you make the
you
team.
You may not even get league minimum pay, right?
But if you do make the team, I think league minimum is $500,000, roughly.
Okay. Right.
That's so much money.
Yeah.
Could you imagine?
Yeah.
Well, those guys have to pay...
An agent.
Yeah,
they're
paying an agent.
But still, that's just... That's a lot of money. So details of what prompted the gunplay were scarce. Cops are investigating the shooting involving Ballantyne, a senior, and Simmons, a junior. Charlie, did you get that email by any chance I just sent you? Okay. So out of Seattle, Washington. They're at Google. They're one of their offices at Google. There's a lot of downtown Seattle. There's a lot of construction happening. Mm-hmm. And you remember, you lived in Seattle for a while. Mm-hmm. There were a lot of cranes that were building buildings.
I think in any big city, yeah.
But Seattle has the most amount of cranes in any city.
I don't believe
it. I heard it in the news this morning. They have the most concentrated city as far as cranes.
Seattle over Miami?
Yes.
I don't know.
I'm telling you.
I thought it was Miami.
I just heard this morning that Seattle has the most in one area. Well, there was a construction crane, and it was on top of an under-construction Google building, again, right there in downtown Seattle. And that crane ended up collapsing. It killed four people over the weekend. It was at South Lake Union Project. It collapsed on Mercer Street, right near Interstate 5. It was around 3:30 in the afternoon.
Hmm.
It crushed six cars below. Three men and one woman died.
That thing just landed. So if you're just sitting around in your car,
sad.
Like at a stoplight or driving, these were people just driving, just crushed. By the way, I think about that kind of stuff all the time. I'm one of those worst case scenario kind of people. I'm always looking at stuff like that. Or you ever drive by a road construction thing, and there's like some guy backing up a giant, whatever they're called, some sort of piece of construction machinery, and they're backing. I always am wary of that. That guy could make a mistake and just back right into your car.
Sure.
You know, and crush you.
I saved the video of the crane.
Video Dushy's of right. The crane. Seattle is the most cranes in one city.
Thank you.
She got it fact right?
Yeah.
This is from 2 months ago, so it's dead on.
Oh, there's some video of the actual crane fall.
Yeah, they see it's pretty.
Here
hold on, Jeffrey.
At least 60 cranes across the skyline.
What?
60 cranes across the skyline, roughly.
I was saying, not as many as I saw in Washington, D.C. the last time we were there.
Did you count them?
I didn't count them, but I counted at least 20.
Okay, I just said 60.
So, you used it. Again, that's probably the most construction cranes I've ever seen in one place. It was in Washington, D.C. for me personally.
Does 20 beat 60?
No, but still, it's still a lot of construction cranes. You don't see that many in Cleveland.
So you're just saying that once you saw a lot of cranes.
I just saw a lot of cranes in Washington, D.C., dude.
What's 20 minus 60?
40.
Nice. Yep.
Nailed it.
So if I have $20 and I give you 60, I'll have 40 left?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Here's if you're watching RMG TV.
Oh, I don't know if I want to see.
Oh, they're going to show this?
Oh, God.
You can't. You won't see like a body or anything.
No, I mean, but actually, the crane goes down. Which one am I looking at?
The yellow one to the right.
Okay.
Right about now.
There goes the crane.
Where?
Oh, right here. It's moving.
Oh, my.
Where?
God.
Where's it at?
Oh! What the?
Oh, my God.
Wow. This was someone's dash cam that we're watching here.
What, 10 cars behind that? 15 cars behind that?
People get hit? What the? Babe, where are you going?
Oh wow!
Yeah, that is that's
and this was Google.
Yeah,
second hurt
Google building right there.
Second hurt them at all?
Construction.
It's hurt their stock or?
Oh, I don't think so. No.
Why did you buy Google stock?
No,
whatever crane company or construction company, perhaps. Go on, Dougie.
Adults in the United States who were vaccinated against measles decades ago may need a new dose depending on when they received the shot and their exposure risk. This is the million-dollar question we've been saying. Do we need a measles shot? Is it getting this out of control because people are not getting their kids vaccinated? Mm-hmm. Do we need now to get shots?
As an adult?
Yeah, I don't remember when I had my measles shot.
I think you're probably, you're pretty safe. Over 90%.
They say adults might have to get vaccinated. They said up to 10% of the 695 confirmed measles cases in the current outbreak occurred in people who received one or two doses of the vaccine.
Mm.
How do you answer this question? What do? Do we talk to our doctors? I was just at my doctor last week.
Wouldn't it be crazy if we gave Jeffrey an MMR vaccine and he snapped out of it.
Oh yeah,
snapped out of what, Rover?
like you know, they always think vaccine causes, you know,
right?
Imagine if we gave Jeffrey a vaccine and just he came into work the next day. Hey guys, how are you?
It would fix the problem. Everybody would get vaccinated.
What do you think, Jeffrey?
I don't know what the hell MMR is. So I've been properly vaccinated.
Well, we'd give you the MMR and you wouldn't be EMR.
Funny. It still means the same crap.
You don't know what MMR stands for? You have kids.
Yeah, I got two kids.
Did they get vaccinated?
My kids are all up to date on their shots.
What's the MMR shot?
I have no idea. All I know is they got all their shots.
What disease was Doozy just talking about?
Oh, the measles.
Okay, so that would be one M.
And I had my MMR shot when I was a kid.
What do you think the other M and R is? Measles?
You got me on that one. I'm not a doctor here.
Just think.
All I know is my kids are all caught up on their proper vaccines, and so am I. So.
Think. Are you kidding?
What? Oh, the mumps?
Oh, okay.
Measles, mumps? Okay.
And then R is rabies.
What?
Rabies.
Oh, you mean rabies?
Yeah.
Yeah, my kids got those shots.
That's the rabies shot? They got rabies shots. Perfect.
The rabies shot.
I don't know. That's off. Just a thought to, you know.
Isn't it rubella? What is this?
Right, yes. Yeah, measles, mumps, rubella. My kids have had that
measles,
shot.
Measles, mumps, and rhubarb. My kids
rubella,
got that.
I'm trying to stay with you guys here, okay?
Hey, did your kids get the HPV shots?
Yeah, they got that shot.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah, I'm sure.
He's not sure.
Do you know
sure.
what that
every
is?
Shot. That's when they get it. Crap. They're going today to get it.
He just made that up that he knows that his kids had that.
Oh, I think they should.
All I know is my kids are up to date on their shots, according to their pediatricians.
I don't think they need that shot.
Why?
What?
You think they need that?
Yes.
That's for sexually active kids.
Yes.
Yeah, you need that.
Have you not heard the
You don't
lie,
think they're ever
going to
be sexually active as children?
I don't know. I just don't think that's the top. I don't think it's the top priority.
I think they'll have sex before I have sex.
Oh, I agree. I agree with that.
Go on, dude.
Speaking of doctors, a man was trying to get diagnosed for 9 years. He was having a health problem. He couldn't get his issue figured out. He said that he was experiencing some pain in his breathing. He was getting shortness of breath. And he kept going back to his doctor saying, something's wrong. I just feel off. Like, I can't catch my breath. Kept getting brushed off.
Uh-huh.
9 years. He was finally seeing a doctor who then diagnosed what he thought it could be, but sent him to a specialist. And sure enough, after 10 years of no answers, a doctor found that he had adult asthma and severe emphysema, which is a form of chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, COPD. He's only 53 years old.
What's the story here? You just had bad doctors?
He just kept getting brushed off. They could not figure it out. How do you not figure out COPD? Like, I don't understand why it was like, you're fine. Oh, we don't know what it is. Can you imagine if you would have had that penis pain you had for 10 years?
I did.
That
a long time.
I went to like 50 doctors and they all said, nothing's wrong with you. It's in your head.
It was, actually. And finally, Machine Gun Kelly had a crowd full of people laughing at him during a recent performance. But don't feel bad for him, because the reaction he was hoping for was people laughing at him. He actually took the stage at Flappers Comedy Club. It was a 5-minute stand-up set that he did, which was his first time publicly attempting comedy. It's pretty cool. It came after the rapper and Pete Davidson became friends. They had an agreement that if MGK took his shirt off at his 29th birthday party, he'd have to take the stage and perform comedy at an upcoming show. So, he's a little hand at comedy.
Does it all. He does acting.
You have a really short video of it. Whoever filmed it stopped it right before he started, but you can see him.
So we just see him coming to the stage. We're not actually going to hear any of his stand-up routine.
I'm sure some of you are guessing right now, and you've guessed correctly. I am not a comedian.
Okay. Oh, that's it.
That's it. That's all we got.
I follow him on social media, and I watch him on Instagram. Like, everything that happens. His 29th birthday party, it's so cool to see him partying with such big celebrities. And he's just really, we've known him when he was just struggling to get all of that. And now look at him. It's just, it's neat to see this. I'm proud of him. There you go. That's the Shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
I was reading about an article the other day. It was 34 years ago that New Coke came out. Do you guys remember that?
Oh, New Coke?
Yeah. New Coke. Yeah.
I don't.
They changed the recipe. Oh.
Yeah, you guys don't. Do you not remember this,
Wait,
Theater?
Didn't they weren't using like the real cane sugar or something?
No, it's different. No. It tastes like Pepsi. It was kind of almost like a Pepsi thing.
Yeah,
they switched it totally around.
They totally... You don't recall this?
No.
This is like one of the biggest stories of the century.
We didn't really drink pop when we were young.
What?
So it wasn't...
I don't think I was alive at the time, but I've heard about this plenty, where they switched the formula.
Yes.
And then everybody revolted. And then 2 years later, they had to go back. That's, and then...
I don't even think it was 2 years later. I think it was 6 months.
Okay, well then people and their sales shot through the roof, and they almost think that did they... tank this New Coke on purpose.
Oh, God, no.
Possibly, because then once they brought the regular back, everybody went, I'm going to go buy some regular again. Even people that didn't really drink it.
So, New Coke, just as Charlie said, they were involved in the Cola Wars, Pepsi versus Coke, and Coke got this idea that we are going to introduce a new and improved formula. We're not going to keep Coke around. We're going to just... replace it with New Coke, and then they brought back Coke Classic. I think they had New Coke and Coke Classic. I could be wrong. I think
That's
they had
right.
them simultaneously
yes,
for a while.
They did.
But once they came out with New Coke, they fixed something that no one had a problem with it. But Pepsi was doing a lot of commercials where they were doing the... Do you remember the Pepsi taste test commercials, Snitzer? Where
choice of a new generation.
Yeah, they would go in and they'd set up like a taste test in like a blind taste test in a grocery store, and everyone would pick Pepsi over Coke. So I guess it was in response to that. It's widely considered to be one of the worst corporate decisions in the history of the world. Really, New Coke, a total bomb, but. That happened about 34 years ago. This article I was reading was from, I think, last week. There's a whole list of the 50 worst product flops of all time. Do you want to hear some
of
those?
I love
those.
Yeah,
I love those.
Let me take a break, and I'll tell you some of those when we come back. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory.
Radio station.
WMMS.
R-O-V-E-R. Ruling over... virtually every radio. This is Rover's Morning Glory.
They're talking about New Coke. 34 years ago is when they came up with New Coke, and it's considered one of the biggest product flops of all time. I was just reading about this. This was 1985. And it says over the 15 years leading up to 1985, Coke was losing market share to Pepsi. So they decided that they would change the drink's formula for the first time in 99 years. And everyone hated it. And just a couple of months later, they had to introduce Coke Classic. But they have remained on top. I believe Coke outsells Pepsi, don't they?
Really?
I think so. Doesn't it?
I mean, I'm 99% sure, because Coke's huge worldwide.
And with booze, right? Jack and Coke, Captain and Coke.
Yeah, but I think when you ask for that, they're just giving you whatever they have.
Oh, no, it's got to be Coke. I can tell.
You could?
Yeah.
So we were talking about product flops, and you want to hear some of the biggest product flops of all time?
Yeah.
And I don't think this is in any particular order, per se, because they have number one as Google Glass.
Oh,
introduced
glasses?
In 2013. I bought that. Do you remember that?
Yeah,
you have them?
Sell them?
Yeah, I have Google Glass.
Did you ever use it? I don't remember. I remember you wearing one once, but I thought somebody just let us borrow one. I didn't know you bought it.
Yeah.
Didn't you bring it in here?
I brought it in.
You remember that?
I thought a guy came in and let us borrow it. I didn't know that you purchased it. You purchased it after trying it? That was a mistake.
I don't know if I purchased it after I tried it. I don't recall.
I thought you bought them.
Yeah, I bought it. I bought it.
Where are they?
Oh, sitting in a drawer somewhere, unused. The thing was completely worthless. Okay. Google Glass. It
seemed like everybody was going to start to wear these all the time. You could read your text messages walking down the street with the glasses.
Yeah.
Right? You could like scroll and stuff as you're walking and watch TV, watch CNN in the right-hand corner. What a bust.
Well, the other thing, do you remember how a couple of dorks would wear these around in a bar and then they would get beat up because people would be like, you're taking pictures of me. And they started being banned from public places. Yeah. Now, why people would ban Google Glass as opposed to, oh, I don't know, your smartphone that has a gazillion megapixel camera built in and video recording and could record your audio, too, if you want. I mean, I don't know. But anyhow, that was one of the biggest product flops of all time, Google Glass.
Do they have the Arch Deluxe on this?
I don't know. The Arch Deluxe from McDonald's?
Do you remember that?
I remember the... That was around for a little while, though, wasn't it? The Arch Deluxe?
It wasn't good, but I wanted it so bad. Those ads, it just showed kids trying to order it, and then the McDonald's people would say, you're not old enough to order it. So it seemed like this adult-ass burger that only, like, cool guys could get.
Uh-huh.
And then that's all I wanted.
Just you wanted cool the guys. Arch Deluxe.
And then it wasn't that good.
I don't think that the Arch...
That wasn't a fail? I thought that was a total bomb.
I don't know.
Remember the McDLT?
What's that?
That was the, they came in the container that had the hot side on one side and the cold side on the other side.
Oh,
and you're supposed to put them together.
I remember that. I remember that.
Big styrofoam box that it came in.
Well, there is a fast food. I don't know if any McDonald's stuff is in here, but a Burger King product in 2013 is on the list. Anyone have any idea what it is? I don't even remember this product. That's how short-lived it was. But they made a big deal about it at the time. Satis Fries. Does anyone remember those? Yeah.
They were using that weird oil that would just give you the squirts.
Were they trying to be like McDonald's fries?
Well, I remember for a while they had these potato chips called Wow Chips. Mm-hmm. And it was like 80% less fat or something. Mm-hmm. And so you could eat as many chips as you want. But what happened was you'd crap your brains out. It had Alestra in it.
Anal leakage straight was up. One of the side effects.
And it was no joke. Right. You'd be spraying everywhere.
Is that why you leak, Jeffrey? You eating these fries too much?
Do you think the government just gave him a big crate of Wow potato chips?
Yeah.
And he's just chowing down on those years later?
Yeah.
No, I never ate those.
Oh, Satis Fries wasn't made in that stuff. Never mind.
No, Satis Fries was a special concoction, the way that they would make the fries. It caused the fry to absorb less oil than regular fries. They were supposed to be healthier for you, but no one liked them.
We want our fat-tasting fries. I love fries.
I remember when McDonald's changed from the trans fat in the French fries to no trans fat. I liked the trans fat. Put that trans fat back in
but
there.
It's so bad for you.
It's okay.
Still, I could eat.
You're okay?
The fries tasted better back then.
I could eat fries all day long from anywhere.
1993, Apple released a product called the Newton, which was the first digital assistant. And personal digital assistant, PDA. And that was considered a huge flop. They only sold 50,000 units in the first 4 months. That seems like a lot to me. I don't know, but they spent a lot of money developing the
Newton. Oh, I remember that.
Newton. Do you remember the Newton?
You remember that? I remember seeing people on it, and they looked so organized and smart, but I didn't...
Had a little stylus.
Yeah. Does anyone else remember that?
No.
Now, everyone,
like a palm pie, like a palm, whatever they were called.
I think you guys will remember this one. And Charlie, I don't even know if Charlie would have been. What year were you born in?
85.
All right, so you wouldn't have even been born yet when this huge product flop happened. 1982, video game.
Oh, E.T.
That's right.
Yeah.
I had that game.
I did too.
I had that kid. As a kid, it was bad.
Pieces.
I kept falling down this hole.
You fall into that pit.
Yeah, and then I couldn't
then
get out.
You gotta make your neck go up or something like that. Do you remember that?
Oh, God. Don't remind me.
And they had to bury all of them in the desert,
right?
I saw that documentary. Yeah, they dug some up. They actually did that.
Yeah, they had so many of these left over. They couldn't move the product. They just took them to a landfill and buried them out in a landfill in the middle of, was it Arizona or something?
Yeah. You go back to 1957, the Ford Edsel. That was another big product failure. Well,
that is actually on this list, as a matter of fact. What happened?
Yes, because what happens was Bill Gates cites this as one of his best case studies in product failure, because the executives at that time could not figure out what the car's niche in the market was at that time. People were at that time were going to smaller, more economical vehicles, and the Edsel just didn't sell. That's why in the Billy Joel song, "We Didn't Start the Fire," there's a lyric that says Edsel was a no-go.
What about this, Jeffrey? I think you might know this other one. 1949, big product failure, airplane.
Yeah, it was the De Havilland Comet.
That's
because
right.
Because really? The reason why the Comet had square windows, so it was because the aluminum was so thin and rivets were so relevant in aircraft construction, it caused cracks. And it fell apart because of metal fatigue. And it took an American to figure that out by dunking an entire Comet fuselage in a tank of water to show where the metal fatigue was. And it would test that until that's why all the airliners say have round windows.
Who was the pilot?
I don't know who the pilot was.
No,
they had the De Havilland Comet introduced in 1949. Within a few years, it had several unexplained fatal crashes, including planes overrunning the runway, and one exploded in midair.
Ooh.
So after that, they discontinued.
They tried to make an improved version of it with round windows. The main issue was the weakness in the metal, and because it was so thin, it couldn't take repeated pressurization.
All right, what about this product, Jeffrey? This seems like this would be right up your alley. The year 2000. The product, I'll give you the name and see if you guys know what it is. These are biggest product failures of all time. Easy Squirt. It sounds like that'd be right up your alley.
You invented that.
No, I didn't invent that. I don't know what the hell you're even talking about at that point.
Do you remember Easy Squirt?
Yes, you could get ketchup, but it was purple or green or this. I mean, it was bright green ketchup.
Is that the thing?
Yes, that's what
people
it is.
People hated that because it was green.
It tasted just like ketchup, but...
But just the mind F of seeing green ketchup, people were pissed.
They had other, purple, green, and blue ketchup.
You can't have a purple ketchup on your burger.
Yeah, look what's up.
Your hot dog?
It didn't taste any different whatsoever, but you couldn't handle it. Your mind wouldn't let you enjoy that.
It looks like fungus when it's blue.
And what's interesting is that red that ketchup is probably just as fake as the blue and the purple and everything else.
Tomatoes are red.
But we're used to it.
We're all used to ketchup being red, not any other color, though.
I know. Like, tomatoes are red, I get it, but that's got to be a fake red color. Oh. You don't think so?
No. Yeah.
You don't think they're adding fake red into...
No. Tomatoes are red.
They're adding sugar. Isn't like sugar the second ingredient in ketchup?
Yes. So high in sugar.
Corn syrup.
Definitely.
Heinz has a new product out called, I don't know if you probably, it's called Ketchays. It's a mix between ketchup, it's sort of a hybrid between ketchup and mayonnaise mixed together.
It's the other part of the words, but yeah. It's mayo chop.
Yeah, I have it at home and I sometimes use it. I like it. It tastes
pretty
good.
What's it called,
Snitch? Mayo chop. Yeah, we have it at home also. My daughter likes it. Gross.
Can't you just take mayo and ketchup and mix them together on your plate?
Yes. But that's how one Scoutmaster showed me how you can make homemade Thousand Island dressing.
Wait a second.
The Scoutmaster showed you this?
Yeah, he showed me. He goes, hey, let me show you how to make homemade Thousand Island dressing.
The Scoutmaster said, hey, let me show you how to make some mayonnaise.
He just took a pack of mayonnaise, a pack of ketchup, squirted them on
your
chest.
Take your hand,
together.
Make a big O. Now really break that.
Right.
Yeah, you got ketchup. Mayonnaise, whatever.
I don't... Nice try, pal.
Yeah, I don't like mayonnaise.
You ate mayo chip?
I don't like mayonnaise.
Did you try
it? Would be disgusting
to
me. No, it smells gross.
You said it was gross.
Yeah, I know, because I don't like mayonnaise.
Did you eat it?
I did not eat it. Okay. I don't eat mayonnaise. Right. It's disgusting.
Animal product in there.
Were there eggs?
It's eggs, yeah.
Eggs is mayonnaise.
Eggs,
it's eggs and oil. It's a great product.
All right, Heinz ketchup, here it is. Tomato concentrate, distilled vinegar, cane sugar, salt, onion powder, spice, and natural flavoring. Okay, so maybe there's no fake color in there. That's in Simply Heinz, which is a different kind. They have all sorts of different kinds of ketchup. Let me look and see if any of them. Man, none of them seem to have fake color. Yeah, but that is kind of gross if your ketchup is purple. Dieter, you might know this one. Although, what year were you born?
79.
Okay. You would have been 3 years old, 1982. This was a sports league. One of the biggest product flops of all time.
In 82?
1982.
Is it football? Something with the NFL?
XFL?
No, no, that's way. That was later. 2000. Yeah, 2000, 2001.
Aren't they bringing that back?
Yeah, they keep saying that. But this other league they had this past year, what was it, the A whatever, that was a bust.
Yeah.
They canceled it three games short of ending. So I don't know.
The USFL.
Okay.
Oh, there it is.
United States Football League had 12 teams, one of which, the New Jersey Generals, was owned by Donald Trump. And like everything he touches, it turned to crap.
Yeah. Mm. I remember hearing about that, yeah.
Touch of Yogurt Shampoo in 1979. Ew. Clairol introduced that, where they thought that consumers would like yogurt in their shampoo. There were reports. Now, I don't believe these reports. Apparently, consumers were confused as to what they bought. There were some cases, reported cases, where people ate the shampoo.
Come on.
I don't think that's true. That's something from, like, The Tonight Show or something. I don't believe anyone ate their shampoo.
When the sunshine hits that yogurt, it's going to smell great.
Oh.
Cheetos Lip Balm. In 2005, Cheetos came out with Cheetos-flavored lip balm. Didn't really go over too well. And I remember this one. Charlie would have been interested in this, perhaps. R.J. Reynolds had a product called Premier. It was a smokeless cigarette back in the day. And they invested about $1 billion into the research and development of this smokeless cigarette.
Isn't that what our board app is?
This is like vaping before vaping.
It is vaping before vaping.
Remember our board app, Corey? Had that cigarette that was a fake cigarette that had that light at the fake light at the end.
Oh, what was that
this
called?
This was years ago.
That was just a no. Charlie had those too. That was the early vaping.
Yeah, didn't Stephen Dorff endorse those?
Blue?
Yeah, was it blue?
Well, they had blue. I was using something called Fuma, and it looked like a metal cigarette, and it would light up like a cigarette. It was dumb as hell.
I remember going to Europe with Charlie, and he's smoking these Fumas or whatever.
So dumb.
It was weird because everyone, he kept asking Fuma. He wanted to get refills, and they kept going homo. Some sort of language barrier.
Like the whole point is to be able to vape, or vape place where you're not allowed to smoke, and you're smoking this thing. It looks just like a cigarette, so everybody just thinks I'm smoking everywhere. Mm-hmm. That was an awful product.
Is that the same thing as what?
No, Premier just was like, I think they were kind of throwaway, those cigarettes.
I think so,
there,
too.
There was no, like, electronic thing. It was just, like, an inhaler, almost. You'd inhale nicotine and air.
It was pulled off the market within months because no one wanted it. It had a bad chemical taste, apparently, which one user described as burning plastic. So that product off the air, or off the shelves in a matter of months. Windows Vista is on here. Quickster. Does anyone remember what Quickster was?
It sounds familiar.
Something on the computer. Some kind of program.
No.
No?
No.
What is
anyone?
It?
Snitzer should know this.
Oh, yeah. No, I just looked at it, but I remember it.
He's cheating.
Yeah. I am, yeah. Is
it a video Quickster game? Was Netflix when they decided that they were going to split their streaming and their DVD rentals. Yes.
Oh, that was so strange.
Quickster was the name of their DVD rental service, and then Netflix was going to be streaming only. People revolted. They combined them back in. You're not still getting DVDs from Netflix, are you?
I just read something like 2 million people, Rover, still use the DVDs in the mail. They love getting them, actually, the physical copies. It's something like 2 million.
Why?
I don't know. I just saw a stat about it. Do you think Netflix is all streaming now? No. They have a huge market with the mail still.
Who would do that? Is this like grandparents?
Maybe it's older people. It's
because you have to get the DVD in the mail. I remember when Netflix, I first got Netflix in Oh, man.
Remember we got the free trial? That's how it started. They came to us and said, hey, everybody on the show is going to get a free trial of this, maybe 10 years ago. We never heard of it.
Oh, no, I had it before that.
Oh, you sure?
Yeah. You
oh,
sure? Okay.
Positive. I didn't until I had this trial. It just came out.
I got Netflix when I lived in Denver.
Oh, jeez.
Which would have been
20 years ago?
1999.
It was already out then?
Are you sure about that?
Yeah. I left Denver in the beginning of 2000, so it would have been 1999 that I got Netflix for the first time.
Was it?
Said it was founded in 97.
Huh. Yeah,
so people still use that, I guess. 1985, a portable game console. Big flop.
Virtual Boy?
Yep, Virtual Boy.
Yeah. What year was it?
1985.
You sure?
No, that's what it says. Boy was or like 1995, oh, okay. Sorry. 1995.
Yeah, I never knew a person actually have it. It was dumb because it looked like VR goggles, but it had to sit on a table, and only you could see the screen because it's just you playing, and it was all black and white, but it was red and black. It looked kind of neat, but like...
Like Tron-ish.
Yeah, like
Tron. Red laser.
Yeah, Nintendo lines. Made it.
I just remember going to the store and playing it there and just really wanting it, but I don't think they really made more than like 10 games for it.
All right, here's one.
Real quick, yep. 2.7 million still get the DVDs in the mail.
Wow.
Making $200 million for Netflix a year. Just in really? That alone.
1992. I don't remember what it tasted like, but it was... kind of a cool thing, and it didn't taste like the regular, like it was supposed to. Huge product flop. Does anyone have any idea what it was? It's obviously a drink. 1992. So we already did Coke.
Okay.
It's their main competitor, a Pepsi product.
Clear Pepsi.
Crystal Pepsi.
Yeah.
It tasted just like Pepsi. It also.
I don't think it did.
I think
did
it was 7-Up.
Yeah, it was supposed to taste
the
like
clear
Pepsi.
Cola, guys.
I know.
Clear cola.
It was supposed to taste like Pepsi.
They just re-released
but be clear, but it didn't taste like Pepsi.
No, it wasn't exactly. They just re-released it like a year or two ago, and it was absolutely disgusting.
So it's just like Pepsi without the coloring.
I thought it was going to be good. I know that's there. People were begging for it to come back, and their memory they thought it was good. I remember my girlfriend bought it. I had one sip, and that was it. It was gross.
I put a video in the daily of a product that I remember when I was a kid that had to, it was out for like a couple years and then it had to go out of business.
Oh, lawn darts?
No. Lawn darts are awesome.
Remember those?
I do.
It's, I had those.
It's AY. It starts
okay,
with.
All right, here.
AY?
Here it is.
Oh, yeah.
Is this real?
Yes.
I don't believe it.
Oh, yeah, totally real.
Candy. And I'm not gaining weight. I'm losing weight deliciously with the aid of AIDS. The AIDS diet plan really works.
AIDS candy contains a safe and effective appetite suppressant when used as directed. Helps curb your appetite so you can lose weight.
Oh,
and AIDS candy has no stimulant that can make you nervous.
The plan lets you enjoy 2 AIDS before each meal. Delicious chocolate flavor. And I love being a size 10 again.
Lose weight deliciously with the aid of AIDS.
AIDS. Yeah. That'll have you lose weight every single time. By the way, I don't know how they talk about dress sizes. And if you're watching on RMG TV, you can see this. If not, I'll describe this to you. This woman says she's a size 10.
There's no way.
That doesn't look like a size, what I consider a size 10.
What does that do? Is she a 4 or 6? What?
Yeah, I mean, she's tiny. I think that everything's changed. Obviously, through the years, the dress sizes, and there are all kinds of articles that say everything is so jacked up, how one store does one way, another store does another way.
Yeah, they don't want you. Women will shop at a store if the clothing size is, like, let's say you are a size 10.
Yeah.
And they make all their clothes size 10, but they just label it size 8.
So it makes you feel skinnier?
Yes. Yeah.
Women will shop at that store. And they all do this.
It's a mental mind.
What do you think, women? If that's a size, my God.
That's not a size
10. If that's a size 10, when was AIDS, AYDS? What year was that, Snitzer?
I don't remember. I remember early 80s, possibly, late 70s.
Let me look this up. AYDS diet candy.
What was in it? My girlfriend used to take some drug that was then banned. It was...
Dexedrine?
No, I used to take Dexedrin. That's so weird.
It's probably some sort of speed thing.
Fen-Fen?
Yes.
Oh, that's another one.
Yeah,
do you remember
killing
that?
People left and right.
Yes, she was having heart palpitations, but she was losing weight, and she's like, I'm still going to keep taking them.
Yeah,
and AIDS, then they banned it.
AIDS diet candy was put on sale in the 70s. And for some reason, I can't think why, in the early 80s, its sales really declined. Huh. What do you think? What do you think that was?
I don't know.
But if that's a size 10 in 1980.
It's funny because when she said that, I was like, no way.
Well, that probably was a size 10.
Back then.
Honest to God. So what was a size 10 in 1980 would be a size 65 today. I'm not kidding you.
That's crazy.
Is that why you always see big girls saying, oh, you know, Marilyn Monroe is actually a size 13, and she's a curvy woman.
I've also heard.
But in all honesty, her size 13 or whatever.
Is a 14. Size 4 today.
Yes. Yeah,
Lucille Ball is another one. Well, she was a big girl. Lucille Ball was like size 12. What?
Like, maybe the dress sizes were obviously different back then, of course, because you can take a look at her.
Right.
And these fat hogs with their bellies hanging out of their cut off shirts.
Yeah.
Want to use. You don't look anything like Lucille Ball. You just look like a beach ball. if you're listening to us on a station that only carries the show until 10 a.m., you can continue listening or watching live at roverradio.com or with the Rover Radio app, absolutely free. We'll be right back with our last shizzy of the morning for everyone else right after this. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory radio station. Tell Alexa to wake your lazy ass up to 100.7 WMMS on iHeartRadio every day at 6 a.m. And she will with Rover. In a world full of snowflakes and safe spaces, only one show is not afraid to go there.
Maybe I shouldn't be saying this, but I'm going to say this.
This is Rover's Morning Glory.
The shizzy is coming up in a moment. The news, what do you have on the way, Doogie?
The question we have addressed through the years. You see an animal in the road, do you stop for it, or do you just keep plowing through?
Kind of animal? Depends.
I'll tell you.
Yeah, I've stopped.
And where am I? If I'm going 75 miles an hour, I don't think I'm going to stop.
There are cars around you, you're just going to keep going.
Yeah, because I'll just end up dying, and that animal will die.
Okay. I'm going to tell you a story. I'm going to tell you the animal. I'm going to tell you the outcome next.
Someone sent me a text message. We were talking about biggest product flops of all time, and then Snitcher told us about AIDS diet pills, or diet candy, which probably wasn't a product flop until the early 80s. It was introduced in the 70s, sold well, and then, for some reason, in the early 80s, eating something called AIDS became unfashionable.
Yeah, why?
So someone sent me this product. I swear to you, I had to look this up. This was real. I am not making this up. I do not remember this product. Maybe you guys do. It was a toy. Listen to this.
Turn up the fun with ball sack.
Turn it up.
Ball sack, balloon in a sack. Blow it up now. Give it away. Turn up the fun with ball sack. Kids, boys, some water too. Real quick, now ain't that cool? Turn up the fun with Ballsack.
Check it.
And here's my little buddy, the Ballsack Rat.
Us two Ballsacks, so wear it.
This is Rat. Turn up the fun with Ballsack. Turn up the fun with Ballsack.
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 Are you serious? And the little kid was the Ballsack Brat.
Hey, he's beating it. He spikes it.
Balzac.
I don't remember that one.
Then this was actually made by Milton Bradley in the early 90s. And don't you think that they said to get, did they do this on purpose?
I don't think so.
They must. Come on.
They put a Z on it.
B-A-L-Z-A-C. Balzac. Now, don't you think a bunch of people sat around in the conference room?
Somebody heard it and he's like, should I say it sounds like ball sack? But he didn't want to speak up, you know?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I like the name. It's a good name. Let's go with it.
Doogie, Are you ready for the shizzy?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Hear the shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
A recruit died at the Navy's boot camp training center in Illinois, making this the second sudden death at the facility in recent months. 18-year-old recruit Kelsey Nobles. She collapsed at the Navy Recruit Training Center in Great Lakes, Illinois, and this is the force's only boot camp center. She was 2 weeks shy of graduation.
What happened? I mean, they don't know yet.
I couldn't handle any of that. No, they're investigating. They said that they're...
Sometimes people have an undiagnosed heart condition. Yeah. Athletes, you think they're in their prime, you know, 18, 19, 20 years old.
They don't know what's...
They drop dead.
Yeah. So they're investigating the cause of her death. North Carolina, there's a raging fire at a zinc production plant, and it's forced evacuations of residents and firefighters today after a sulfuric acid started spewing into the atmosphere. The blaze at the American Zinc Products plant sent police knocking on homeowners' doors early this morning, warning people within a half a mile of the facility they had to get out of the area. What was that story of a plant? There were fumes in the air. There was gas.
Texas?
Was that in Texas just recently, a few days ago? And all these people were passing out. They were just dropping down. And they were sent to the emergency room because of this gas. But here in North Carolina, they're trying to get everybody forced evacuation. They were going door to door, and they're investigating that fire as well. Imagine being 100, living to 100 years old. Gone through all kinds of situations, you know? It's hard to live to be 100 years old, and you end up dying.
Let us know in 5 years when you get there.
And you end up dying because a family of sandhill cranes were trying to cross the road.
I don't understand exactly what happened.
In Florida, this 100-year-old man died, and two people were seriously injured in a multi-vehicle crash after drivers stopped for a family of these cranes that were trying to cross the road.
Those are big-ass birds.
Is that the long beak?
There's a picture of a sandhill crane. The big-ass. Yeah.
I've seen these around.
Huge.
Not the babies, but...
Isn't that crazy?
So wait, the car stops.
Someone slammed into him from behind?
Multi-vehicle.
And they died?
The 100-year-old man dies.
I got out of my car before there was this little ducklings crossing the road following the mom. And when they got to the curb, they couldn't jump up on the curb. Mm-hmm. The mom did. The mom's going on crying out. These ducklings are just at the curb ramming their heads into it. So I got out of my car, took my pizza bag, and made a ramp for the ducklings. Mm. And they ran out my pizza bag, and so many cars were pissed. They're just honking, thinking that, like, I don't know what, my car broke down or something. I'm like, I'm saving these baby ducklings.
That's the sweetest thing. It's terrible.
Dieter made up that story to use as a panty dropper.
Right. It works.
Email me, Dieter at Rover Radio.
You're such an ass.
No, that's a true story.
No, I know you would do that. You love animals.
Speaking of animals, I just bought a net on Amazon.
So infuriating.
And she's like, you can't do that. And B2 is, she's like, don't buy a net. These giant-ass turtles in this pond. I just want to catch
one. Oh, you're going to catch
one? I want to catch one.
Then keep it for a pet?
Like, no. I just want to catch one and take a picture with it and then let it go.
That's
and
she's animal abuse.
That's torturing that animal. I'm like, it's not really torturing the animal. I'm not hurting it.
If you can touch those. Why? Is it diseases or something?
Salmonella?
You touch a turtle?
I had one as a kid, and they're like, don't touch it with your hands.
That's because they thought you were going to do something weird with it.
No.
I'm not put it in my pecker.
You're the guy that had sex with a Teddy Ruxpin doll.
You're going to get an STD from it.
No, they said you have to be careful touching the shell and stuff because of bacteria.
I think he's right. We went to the aquarium, and they had these big turtles, and they're like, you can't touch them, you'll get sick.
They do that so that you won't harass the turtle.
I do think, Dieter, I'm going to give him this one.
People
eat
turtles.
Yeah, they cook them.
Turtle soup and stuff.
Yeah, but I have to cook them.
But someone has to touch the turtle.
Oh, yeah, then you have to wash after.
No, when I would go to a lake once a year, and there would be a bunch of turtles. We'd pick up the turtles.
All the time. Google it.
There's no Googling it. No.
Google it.
I personally did it, and I didn't get sick.
Hours before Joe Biden hits the campaign trail for the first time as a 2020 Democratic presidential candidate, the former vice president has landed his first major endorsement. The International Association of Firefighters, they announced this morning that they're endorsing Biden who has long and strong ties to the union and to the organized labor movement in general. So this is a big one for him, and he's going to hit the campaign.
Did you look
trail.
It up? Salmonella.
There you go.
Thank you. See, I was right.
Touch a turtle, wash your hands.
Yeah, wash your hands.
That's like touching raw chicken breast.
But he keeps trying
to wash after.
He keeps trying. He's like, Gia, my daughter, come
oh, yeah, I'm
over.
Trying to get someone to come over and do this with me, so I keep inviting Gia. Like, Gia, you want to come catch some turtles with
no.
me? And she told me today, she goes, on FaceTime, she goes, no. I go, why not? You don't want me to get a net? We could catch some of these turtles? She goes, no. I go, why? I'm afraid it will bite my hand off.
Bite your finger.
Yeah, I go, it's not going to bite your hand
it
off.
It could.
You're not a dork if you have a kid with you. If you have this big net and you're trying to catch a turtle.
If I just had my wife and my cat and the cat stroller, yeah. I look pretty weird.
Yeah. Were you going to say something, Charlie?
No, I was just wondering, is it a snapping turtle? Because that will cut your finger right off.
It's got to be.
How do you know if it's snapping turtle?
I don't know. I don't know what kind.
They're kind of spiky looking. I think the ones I've seen before.
I don't think it's an alligator snapping turtle is spiky. But I don't think they're spiky like that. The ones they're just big. I don't know what kind.
A common snapping turtle is not as spiky. I don't think. It looks kind of smooth. Yeah, you wouldn't even know.
I'll tell you. Oh yeah, yeah. It's a common snapping turtle. This is it right here.
Well, no,
it's
your
that
finger off.
It's that turtle right there. Look how friggin' huge
that is.
Get
the hell out of here.
That's the thing that bites down. There was that YouTube video. The guy was trying to he put that turtle on his arm.
Yeah.
And try to make it release with like rubbing alcohol.
Yeah.
Oh, this thing, they're vicious, man.
Oh yeah,
we played it.
Yeah. Yeah, and he was freaking out because it wouldn't let go, and they were trying to get the jaw.
Coyote Peterson?
Yes.
Yeah, you have that one.
I'll try to find it. Yeah,
Rover, and you want my kid to come over? No.
Those things are huge. They're so cool to check out. I just want to. I would wear some gloves or something.
Oh yeah, that will stop
landscaping
them.
Gloves.
You're gonna. You
need body armor, Rover. You need like a knight in shining armor.
I already ordered the net off of Amazon today.
You did.
Oh, yeah.
You're such an ass. 6 million.
Charlie, you want to come catch snapping turtles?
He wouldn't mind it.
He would.
I want to see this outfit that he wears. Like he's got the net, he's got the gloves, and
like a beekeeper
thing.
Outfit.
Yeah. It's
why
be
don't
great.
You film it?
I'm going fencing.
Take Charlie. Have Anthony film it.
Yeah, we'll go out there. We'll collect the turtle.
They would do that, Rover.
And right, I'll do that today if you want to go collect turtles.
I'd like to see that.
It's a little cold out. Wait, the turtles don't come out in the cold like this. They
it's gonna be cold all.
It's a little too cold for them. They like it when it's 70 degrees. They're just out sunning themselves, and there are a million little ones. So there's, I've seen probably in this pond there are probably, I mean, obviously I don't know what the total number is of these giant ones, but I've seen like four of them, like boom boom boom, all, you know, so I know it's not the same one. I thought there was like one giant one, but I've seen four in there in close proximity all at the same time. Their heads are the size of your fist.
Wow. I saved the video of the Coyote Peterson.
What are they eating?
Yeah.
Oh,
little fish.
Frogs, fish.
Yeah. Wait, they eat meat?
Oh, yeah.
You've sure seen it eat a frog?
Positive.
Okay.
Have you seen it?
A tortoise is, I think, those maybe eat vegetables.
Oh, okay.
Maybe, I don't know what they
eat. But it's a big turtle head. I've had that before.
Ew.
In my place.
Gross.
But there are, so I've seen like four giant ones. There are dozens and dozens of small ones that are like the shell is the size of your hand. And there are a gazillion of those things running around, swimming around, whatever.
All right, save the video. It started like 6 minutes, 30 seconds.
Is this the guy?
Yeah, this is Coyote Peterson. He's got a common snapping turtle. It's also not even that big. And he's going to get himself bit.
Yeah, this is you, Rover. Right.
Okay, you guys ready?
Is that it, what it looks like?
Oh, it's scary.
Let me see. Hold on.
It has some nails on it, too. Does yours
They have huge.
You're insane.
Yeah, this is it. This is definitely it. And they have.
Wow.
He's got a couple.
They have huge ass claws, and their tail. They're B2 keeps saying they're not as big as you say they are. I'm like, these things are freaking enormous. Their tail like comes out of the shell like 2 feet almost, at least a foot and a half.
Yeah,
it's hard to.
How have we not even seen a picture yet?
Yeah, take a picture.
Are you sure these really exist?
Come over. You can after you get done walking the uphill jogging route. Ooh,
both ways uphill.
Oh, yep, you can, can catch some giant turtles.
I'm Coyote Peterson, and I'm about to enter the Chomp Zone with...
Oh, yeah, this thing's small compared
to
the ones.
Look at those nails, though.
This thing's tiny compared to what I'm talking about.
The common snapping turtle. One. Two. Three.
You're an idiot.
Ah!
Hey, you gotta jump 6 minutes, 30 seconds.
Oh my God. Yeah. 6 minutes, 30 seconds in.
Ow.
He does the whole history of snapping turtles and everything.
Okay. And then he just sticks his hand in there for the hell of it.
Ah, he missed the wood, and he's latched onto my hand. Ah, he's ripping the side of my hand.
I love this.
Oh my gosh! Okay, I'm not gonna touch the turtle. He missed the wood. This is bad. He's Mario, give me a bottle of water. You can see the turtle beak has pierced through the top of my hand, and it is latched into the skin. He's got his eyes closed, jaws locked in place. Just lightly drip that onto the top of his head. He's biting down harder. He's biting down harder. That's not working. That's not working. Oh, boy. To lift him up and get him into the water is going to be extremely painful. I want to go straight to the rubbing alcohol. Now you can see the way that his jaws have scissored into my hand. The beak has pierced through the skin. Oh my gosh, that hurts so bad.
You ready?
He's got the backside of my hand. Yep, go ahead. Just kind of dump some into his mouth there.
Ready?
Real light, real light.
Why is he...
There he goes. He's trying to get off. He's trying to get off.
He's gagging.
There he goes. Oh, wow. He cut major holes in my hand. Okay, let me dip him in the water to get that rubbing alcohol off. There you go, little buddy.
Oh my goodness.
Okay. What was this guy's plan? What? Yeah, he's squeezing his hand, just trying to get it to bleed.
He thought it would bite the stick and not the hand.
That's a
thing. How would that even happen?
I kind of think the stick was there so that the thing couldn't close its jaw all the way. Like, it would stop it.
And what was the rubbing alcohol there for?
Just to open his mouth.
Yeah.
And to make it burn more so that he could scream more.
But that was the backup plan, to make it gag.
Yeah.
If he does bite him.
Good show.
Oh, that thing compared to what... What I got going on by my
you
house?
More badass than Coyote Peterson?
Oh, let's
this
do
thing,
it.
That is maybe a third of the size. These
how
things are freaking enormous.
How are you going to pick it up?
With an
oh, they've got to weigh. I don't know how much this thing weighs. It's got to weigh like...
A lot.
I don't know how much they actually would weigh with the shell and everything. It's got to weigh 40
net?
Pounds or something.
Really?
I don't know. Maybe.
Somebody says they can reach the back of their shell with their mouth.
What?
Like, turn around and just bite you. Say you're picking it up from behind, you turn around and snap at you.
I don't think they can reach the back of this shell. They can reach the sides. Like, if you pick it up from the side, its neck swings out, like, a lot further than you would think, and it can turn around and bite you with that. But if you grab it by the back of its shell, it can't reach the back of its shell. That's, I got to see video of that to believe it. If that's the case... I'm returning that net on Amazon right away.
What kind of net is it? Like just a big net you're going to throw over it? Or is it one?
No, like a fishing net with an extendable pole.
Oh, okay. Like you're cleaning
so it keeps
a pool.
Away.
Right, because but with a big-ass net at the end, because you got to... When they see you coming, they'll look at you, and I keep trying to grab one, and I keep getting closer and closer, and then they just go underwater, and they... Swim away.
Is it the same kind of net they're going to use on you when they come to get you?
To get you out of the pond because the turtle's dragging
the police
you
or the mental institution?
Both. 6 million U.S. parents say they have a child under the age of 18 and that child has a credit card. It's according to a recent report. Moreover, some 21% of the over 1,500 parents that were surveyed said their kids have used their plastic without permission. Including 13% who said it happened multiple times.
I don't find this to be strange.
Under 18?
No.
I was given one in college.
Yeah.
And my dad quickly took it away.
Well,
but 16-year-old?
You can get a card and you could even have it in your kid's name. They could have it would be your account, and then you could get a secondary card in their name. You could put a spending limit, you know, like we have our corporate card here. You can put a spending limit on each card, so Doogie,
can only spend $50 a month.
It's a good idea.
This is how people pay for stuff these days. I don't find this strange. You guys find that strange?
And to build credit. Right?
Well, I don't know if that really builds you any credit unless the card is in. I don't know. Unless the card is in their name. I don't know if it
builds. I think that's a little high. Someone is trying to sell some grass they pulled out of the ground at Kanye West's Sunday service at Coachella. The opening bid is $65.
Just for a fistful of grass that was on the ground. No special reason.
Can't smoke it.
Finally, Shannon Doherty has joined the cast of...
Shannon who?
Doherty.
Who?
How do you say it?
Doherty.
Same thing. Tomato.
Doherty, she says.
She has joined the cast of Beverly Hills 90210 Revival. And that, of course, has the original cast playing themselves trying to get a reboot off the ground.
Well, she'd be dead in the water.
No.
Luke Perry died.
The only other person that wasn't a part of it was Luke Perry. Obviously, that will never happen because he has passed. There you go. That's Shizzy and Rover's Morning Glory.
Just like your love of shoving things in your mouth has caused you to plus size your pants.
Fat rolls.
Your love of shoving Rover's Morning Glory in your ears will cause you to sign up for RMG Plus. All the info is at roverradio.com.
Shartsy, I think is this guy's name. Good morning.
What's up, Rover?
Hey, man.
You are a city boy, huh?
Yes, I am a city boy. I didn't drive my tractor into work today.
You can pull them up by the tail, but they'll lunge at you. You got to be careful. But that thing probably tear your net apart once you got them in there.
Yeah, I wondered about that. Like, will this thing just tear right through that net?
Well, you'll get them all stuck in there with his shell and his claws and his mouth. But even if you got him on the land, he can lunge at you too. Yeah. But you can grab him. You got to grab him by the tail.
I've only seen one on the ground once, like outside of the pond. And that was my opportunity. I should have grabbed it. Oh, yeah. And B2 was like, no, don't get close to it. And now I just see him like right at the edge of the water, and that's impossible. Like you walk right down to the edge of the water, trying to be so quiet, so still, and then they just go away. It's impossible to grab these things.
Are they fast on land?
I don't think so.
Okay,
it's a turtle. Aren't they known for being slow?
I mean, that's what I thought. But in the water, they're fast.
What are you laughing at, Doogie?
It's just funny. You're weird.
Why?
I think you're going to end up getting hurt. The fact that you want a kid to be out there.
Once it's in that net, you're going to have to get it out of
there. It's going to get all tangled up in there.
Yeah, so you're going to have to get your hands in there and undo its fingernails that are all caught in the net, and you're going to get chomped.
That's what you're going to be there for, to help
out. No, you're entering the chomp zone. I'm just there with the camera.
Do they make some sort of metal gloves, like chainmail gloves?
Like fencing. I think they have that for fencing, right?
We had it when I used to shuck oysters at a bar. We had like a chainmail glove.
That's not bad.
That you could stab with the little
whatever
knife.
Those dudes use when they're playing with their hawks too. Whatever that thing is.
What about like just a full on, those shark suits that diving suits that are made out of metal? We could maybe both order a couple of those off of Amazon.
I'll go out there. I'll catch
just
that
two
turtle.
Guys.
Like the Tin Man. That's like Wizard of Oz.
Scares me because Charlie will be your buddy in this. He loves this kind of crap.
Oh, these things are great. These things are, they're just fun to... B2 thinks I've lost my mind. Because every time we go for a walk every day, and every day I've got to stop by this pond, and I'm talking to the turtles, and I'm trying to grab them, and she keeps walking now. She's embarrassed. She's like, she doesn't want anyone to be passing by and see this. She's embarrassed by
the beginning of the end.
You hope.
Counting it down.
We will be right back. We'll wrap everything up. We'll tell you what's coming up on The Aftermath on RMG Plus right after this. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Radio Station. Rover's Morning Glory is on your smart speaker. Ask Alexa to play 100.7 WMMS on iHeartRadio. Other shows love doing countdown lists.
It's a list of things.
Favorite things.
You don't need lists. Rover cares about is his...
guest list. And all the other morning shows are on it. Now back to the show.
I'm going to tell you what's coming up on the aftermath in just a couple of minutes. That will start on RMG Plus shortly. If you don't subscribe to RMG Plus, sign up at roverradio.com to watch or listen live as they continue in just a few minutes. Doogie, I know I have stuff to give away today.
You do.
What do I have?
Social distortion tickets.
Social distortion. And Flogging Molly.
Yes.
Wednesday, September 4th at Jacobs Pavilion at Nautica. The tickets go on sale this, well, they went on sale Friday. Is that right? Doogie?
What? What does it say?
Is that right? They went on sale last week?
What does it say? I just copy and paste. So
went
whatever.
Went on sale last week. Okay, all okay. Right. So, the show is Wednesday, September 4th. You get tickets at LiveNation.com. Social Distortion and Flogging Molly. Still going. Social D. This guy's got to be like 90 years old.
Oh, yeah.
Did Social D have... They had a couple of songs.
Couple big hits.
Name one.
You play it. I mean, they had a big cover song. I remember that. And then there's like a period where they had like three in a row.
I know they had like two songs that we played when I
Ball
first
Chain.
Started radio.
Is this Ball and Chain?
This is Ring of Fire.
Okay, Ring of Fire. Then they had the one same old Ball and Chain. I remember that one.
So this is a cover.
Obvious. Yeah, this was Ring of Fire. Yeah, Johnny Cash.
That's when this came out.
Really?
Yep. So is that Ball and Chain, 1990?
They're still playing, though. We play it. The mess I'm in. A broken nose and a broken heart. An empty bottle of gin.
Well, I sit and I pray in my broken heart. All right, I think their biggest hit was... in 1996, I Was Wrong. You have that one, Charlie?
No, not. I'll get it.
You don't have that one?
It's not in here. We have this one. I think I've heard this one.
What's this one called?
Story of My Life?
Oh, yeah. I realize now that I was. next show, caller 30. You'll get those Social D tickets. Charlie, what do you have coming up on The Aftermath on RMG Plus?
When should Snitzer finally kick his kids out of the house? We'll talk about Jeffrey's daughter almost getting hit by a car again. And we'll talk about Rover's turtle obsession. All that more coming up on The Aftermath.
Snitzer will get very defensive about kicking his kids out of the house on The Aftermath.
Really soon. So if you want to hear Snitzer,
within 30 seconds, he'll be...
Please tune in.
I don't think Snitzer minds that his kids are there. Or maybe, I don't know, maybe it sounds like him and his wife are having some discussions about maybe trying to downsize their house to force the kids out. Do you mind that they live there, Snitz?
No, I mean, I love my kids, obviously. They're my, you know, they're my spawn, my friends sometimes. You know, no, but they need to pursue their life. They need to, you know, start doing their things.
Yeah.
I'm getting old.
Yeah, Snitz wants to have that whole house to have his tantric sex, whatever he's doing with his wife.
Wax on the nipples.
You know? That's how you could really get them out of the house, Snitz.
Oh,
like,
God.
They just, and they just come home, like, and there's you and your wife just, like, get hugging masks. Each other, having tantric sex, burning incense in the living room.
That's gross. Do you have a life insurance policy?
Do I know?
A life insurance policy?
Wait. We have what?
No? You don't have... So if you die, nothing...
Yeah. They'll get what I got, I guess.
That's not
right now, yeah.
Snitz is willing his PlayStation to his kid.
No, I mean, they've got so many deals out there where you could get your own life insurance policy.
Oh, my
so
God. You're spending this guy's money left and right. A retirement plan right. for him? No, she wants me to start withholding money?
No.
She's got life insurance policy. What's
God
next?
Forbid. Too much. His poor wife. Does she have one on you?
She might have... No, on me, no. She might have something through her work. She has, like, stuff like that, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they probably offer benefits at where his wife works.
Okay.
All right, if you do not subscribe to RMG Plus, sign up now at roverradio.com. You can watch or listen live. We are having some sort of issue with the app where some of the video clips are not playing properly. I don't know what's going on there. We will look at that. In the meantime, I would just recommend... If you're on mobile, maybe using the website on your mobile browser and trying that for RMG Plus until this is resolved. I don't know what's going on with that, but there you go. And we will be back live tomorrow morning. Have a great day. It's Rover's Morning Glory.
Bye.
Bye.
Rover's Morning Glory.